It is day four of the Southern California conflagration that's reducing homes and businesses to ash.
It's tough. It's really tough. I mean, there's no telling where it's going to hit. I mean, you look up and a house is burning.
And forcing the exodus of hundreds of thousands of people, what's being called the largest evacuation in the history of California.
Make sure all your windows are closed.
Yes, they are.
Make sure your doors are closed.
Okay, yes.
The patio furniture.
Yes, all that's done.
Then you prep it as best you can.
Yes.
The smoke and embers are going to be coming in very quickly.
Thousands of firefighters have been on the lines battling the blazes driven by fierce Santa Ana winds. Let's go to San Diego County, worst hit by the fires. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on conditions.
The numbers continue to grow, but there is some reason for optimism. Around 1,300 homes have now been destroyed, most of those here in San Diego. Yesterday, I watched a number of homes taken over by the fire.
In front of me right now, I see three, four, five, six homes that are up in flames. Portions of trees are falling down. The heat is very, very intense. You can hear the helicopters above.
More than 400,000 acres have been burned. Hundreds of thousands of people have been forced to leave their homes. It could be as high as 800,000 or 900,000. The good news involves the Santa Ana winds. They are finally starting to ease up. The winds are expected to greatly diminish today and tomorrow. Once that happens, firefighters say they are ready to take the upper hand. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Diego.
Well, shelters are filled with people who fled their homes. More than 9,000 around San Diego have taken refuge at the home of the Chargers, Qualcomm Stadium.
It's okay here. It's nice here. Everybody's nice.
CBS News correspondent Katie Couric is there.
Barbara Anderson, her two sons, two cats, and Maggie the dog have been camping in the Qualcomm parking lot. A situation made bearable by the generosity of others.
They'd come by about every 15 minutes. Do you need water? Do you need blankets? Do you need ice? Do you need food? What can we get you? You know, it's not as bad as the people that went through Katrina, though. You know, and that's what goes through my mind.
I'm Adrian Bart at a shelter in El Toro. The people here are glad to be safe, but they are also anxious to know the fate of what they left behind.
And as hard as you plan, you always forget something. I mean, you just want to get out of there.
Thousands of people are in shelters like this one, but many more are staying with friends and family, still unable to go home.
Reporter Claudia Pasciuta of CBS station KNX is in Orange County, where despite the perilous conditions, some homeowners have dug in, refusing to abandon their property.
Residents have been ordered to evacuate from Majesca, Williams, and Silverado Canyons and nearby areas. Aircraft are making drops on the flames from above.
I have my house barricaded.
This Silverado Canyon resident tells me most of her neighbors have left.
Just about everybody. There's a few firemen that are still here.
Diane Young, who also lives in Silverado Canyon, did not immediately leave.
There is an Indian legend that Silverado has never burned in recorded history.
But as CBS News correspondent Dean Reynolds found in Spring Valley near San Diego, diehard residents are only making matters worse for firefighters.
Fire Captain Andy Menchek was all business.
Leave the area immediately. This is mandatory evacuation. You're subject to arrest.
Admittedly undermanned in the face of a fire borne by capricious winds, Menchek and his exhausted crew were forced to confront both the flames and homeowners in a serious state of denial.
And what happens is they decided last minute to leave, and it really compounds the firefighter safety.
And health officials warn that smoke and ash in the air will pose health problems on a continuing basis. One San Diego official says it's not likely to clear before the weekend. It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. After 6 years of the Constitution being trampled on, Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton says she would consider giving up some of the executive powers President Bush and Vice President Darth Vader have assumed since taking office. If elected, Clinton says she'll look at how the administration has grabbed power. Clinton making her comments during a rally yesterday at Metro State College in Denver that attracted thousands of supporters. Majority Leader Harry Reid and other senators say there are unacceptable delays in Uncle Sam's program to compensate Cold War era nuclear workers who developed cancer from exposure to radiation. Reid says ill and dying workers from the Nevada test site are waiting years for the government to process their claims. Other senators voicing similar concerns about workers at Rocky Flats outside Boulder, among other sites. Now, the Rockies sold out all World Series games in Coors Field in just 2.5 hours, a day after sales were suspended by a computer system crash blamed on people trying to hoard tickets. A team spokesman says tickets sold online at 1,500 a minute. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, so far we've got a great ride around the metro area. We just have one problem. There is a crash on the ramp from 225 to northbound I-25. So just watch out for that. A little fog in the area around I-70 at Floyd Hill as well. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expected to be sunny, breezy, and even warmer than yesterday. We're going to get a high of 74. Tonight, fair and 42, and it looks...
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how, and he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Liked it.
Okay, well, let's consider the panic tune.
Okay.
Or something. We need something. Okay. Where to start here this morning? Going, is a good start. I always teach students in broadcasting school. Oh, I taught once in broadcasting school. I lasted like two and a half months, and then I had to quit. I could not do it anymore because I couldn't BS those poor kids about this miserable, rotten, terrible business. I just couldn't BS them. But here's what I want to say. I heard something really absurd yesterday. I mean, this is really absurd on this radio station. I'm not going to name names. I am not going to name names as to who did this. But this person was intimating, suggesting, inferring that the massive forest fires that are going on in California, that they're somehow related to Blackwater wanting to build a headquarters in San Diego and George W. Bush. Now look, I admit, no, I don't have to admit it. I think you know it. Wherever you stand on the political spectrum, and I believe history will vindicate us all on this, this guy is the worst president that we have ever produced. And you know how I feel about Bush bashing. It's too damn easy. And doing it from sunup to sundown is ridiculous. It's too easy. It's the obvious. It's like me getting on every morning and going, well, the high today is going to be 75, but the sky is going to be blue. Oh, the sky's blue. Well, you already know the sky's blue. If I say it's going to be sunshine, you know immediately that the sky's blue. Don't you know the sky's blue? Sure. Everybody looks out the window and goes, oh, Jay, the sky's blue. Well, it's not blue right now, but they all say that. The sky's blue. So we don't have to keep repeating this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. But to get on the air and even suggest in any way, shape, or form that the forest fires that are going on in California, and these are the biggest in the state's history, that these are somehow connected to Blackwater and somehow connected to George W. Bush is absolutely, certifiably, rubber room insane. To even go there, to even just even touch that. And let me tell you what happens. People who go down the dial, and I got to quit saying dial because dial is outmoded, but people who are skimming the frequencies, and they might be looking for something new to listen to. Okay, they're tired of the same blather on the other talk stations. Or maybe you're not a huge, overwhelming sports fan. Yeah, you're interested in the Rockies because they're going to the World Series. But if we start having a conversation about the Avalanche, the Nuggets, high school football, college football, any of that, you say to yourself, no, leave me out. I don't need to know the ins and outs of that stuff. Cut me some slack, Jack. I just don't care. So you say to yourself, let's see what's going on. And so you flip the radio around, and you come on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And the slogan of the radio station is Progressive Talk, which right there sets a note off in your head that says, liberal talk, liberals, lefties. Well, I'm not really happy with the way the country's going, so I'll give it a chance. And you start listening, and here's this person on the radio suggesting that Blackwater and the fires and George W. Bush are connected. What do? You say, typical. Everything is George W. Bush's fault. Typical. Goodbye. See you later. I'm gone. Because what you're doing is you're endorsing the stereotype or the caricature that is painted about anybody in this country who's left of center. And, come on, you have to admit to me that the forest fires have nothing to do with George W. Bush or Blackwater. Now, do they have to do with a changing environment? Okay, you could make this case. I grew up in Southern California. Lived there till I was almost 19 years of age. Anybody else who grew up in Southern California, you remember that this is fire season. And that we would always have fires. Plus, on top of that, we'd have Santa Ana winds. If you've never experienced a Santa Ana wind, let me tell you something. They're strong. And they're gusty. And they really can blow. As a matter of fact, I had a 1968... either a 67 or 68 VW bus in which I was trying to make my way down the freeway during a Santa Ana wind, and I had the engine flat out, and the wind pushed me down to 35 to 40 miles an hour and going down rapidly. And this was on Interstate 5. It was pretty embarrassing. So those winds can get strong. I also remember growing up in school. I remember going to high school. I remember them closing the high school for a couple of days because the hills in back of Tustin, California, the foothills there, had caught on fire. And there was thick smoke. And there were embers all over the place. And I remember my parents getting out and watering down the roof, thinking that the fire would spread, and thank God it didn't. Well, it's a mess out there. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. And you can make the case that while these fires and this heat and the winds are in the state's history, and that it's been going on for a long, long time, as a matter of fact, when they would grow the orange groves, they would plant eucalyptus trees in front of the orange groves as windbreakers. So you can make the argument that this has been going on for a long, long time. But you can also make the argument that the world is warming up. However, I have a friend. Well, actually, he's a family member. He is my sister's husband. His job is he's an environmentalist. He told me this about 3 months ago. And someday I ought to have him on the show to have him explain this. He said the one component of a warming environment and the one component about greenhouse gases and carbon footprints that are never discussed with the American public, that nobody ever talks about, is the fact that the earth is like an envelope and the earth can only hold so much as far as population goes. And the use of things connected to population. And that we have pushed the envelope and we are crowding ourselves out. And that the atmosphere can't take it and that the water, fresh water, is going to become an issue, and you know it's going to become an issue here in the West. And as a matter of fact, if you read the New York Times over the weekend, there was an article in the New York Times magazine about the West and about the idea that there's no water out here, that we're pushing the envelope population-wise. So when you get somebody who comes up to you, and that person says to you, oh, you're driving so-and-so car, and I've got, look at the car I've got, and look at the gas mileage I get. You can turn to them and say, that's very good. That's really admirable. By the way, how many kids do you have? And if they say to you, well, I've got two. I've got three. You could turn around to them and say, well, let me tell you something. Your kids are going to enlarge your carbon footprint within their lifetime and your lifetime more than I will enlarge the carbon footprint here by whatever amount of driving I do and whatever amount of living that I take to enlarge that carbon footprint. And we never discuss population control here. And the reason we don't discuss population control is because, one, it's a religious taboo with a lot of people, and two, it just gets knocked out of the equation. The only thing we discuss is the automobile. That's the only thing you ever hear about continuously. The automobile, the automobile, the automobile. Now, I used to be a big proponent of ethanol. I now think ethanol's a bust, okay? We have to find our way out of this problem, too. But we're not going to do it overnight, and we have to make it market attractive. These fires are a tragedy. It's terrible. You have winds like, for instance, in Laguna Beach and in the Malibu Hills that are 40 and 50 and 60 miles an hour, and that's fanning those flames. This stuff is a tragedy. It's terrible. But please, even these people who want to get on and make all kinds of conspiracy theories about what's causing this, it's just absolutely, I mean, stop it already. Stop it. By the way, we should play something by the Rolling Stones coming up, because guess what? Bill Wyman was 71 years old yesterday. Bill Wyman, who retired. Oh, is today? Okay, 71 years old today. Bill Wyman, who wrote a book about the Stones and also retired from the Rolling Stones, just got off the road, said, forget it, and I'm not going to be a part of it, and he's just living out his retirement. We can't forget him. We should play some early Stones, too, because, you know, that's when he was really kind of, well, he was instrumental with the band for the whole time, but he did retire. And then the other thing is, I do want to beat up on George W. Bush, because I've got an issue about George W. Bush that I want to raise, about the fact that I think that this guy has absolutely lost his freaking mind. Now, if you want to comment about what I said about the fires out in California, about global warming, go ahead and do it at 303-713-7600. If you just want to sit there and say nothing, that's okay too, because I want to get this other point out about George W. Bush and about his what I consider to be his irrational behavior. White House makeover giveaway coming up at 7:20. Your chance to win $760. If you're not in on that, go to am760.net, same place you can email us. And we've also got Bronco tickets and Packers tickets to give away, and that's going to be Friday morning at 8:30. 6:23 with Jay Marvin on am760 Progressive Talk and Gina.
Stay so far, we're in good shape. Just watch out for that crash we have on the ramp from 225 to northbound I-25. Otherwise, very good ride through the tech center along those northbound lanes. We're not seeing any issues right now for I-70 and just the usual stack on the north side of town, eastbound 270 through Commerce City. Weather outlook today, sunny, breezy, and warm with a high of 74 is what you can expect. Right now, fair and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great report card and a more confident child, call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE.
When's the best time to save on tires for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? To your dealership during the Right Now factory authorized service event. Right Now, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price guaranteed. The right price on the right tire, installed by a Ford trained expert. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details. Hurry, this event ends November 25th.
The following is a paid announcement from Americans for Energy Independence. America needs your help. It needs to wake up to the dangers of our dependence on foreign oil. So become the New Age Paul Revere and create a great 30 or 60 second video commercial for Americans for Energy Independence and support their message. The video must be topical and geared toward driving web traffic to www.ei2025.org. Ideas for you to consider include, but are not limited to, alerting people to the dangers of the U.S. being dependent on foreign oil, or what will life be like after peak oil if we do nothing. Go to www.ei2025.org and submit your video today. Submit your 30 or 60 second video commercial and help the country achieve energy independence by 2025. That website again is www.ei2025.org. Paid for by Americans for Energy Independence.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Bill Wyman, 71 years old today. Stones. 627, 27 minutes after 6. High today, 75. J. Marvin, sunny skies. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we're going to be joined by one upset Colorado Rockies fan. Brian Hartman has asked for a head-to-head meeting with the Rockies spokesman, Jay Albiz, and is organizing a public effort to seek honesty from the ball club on the sticky ticket situation. And then at 9:30, I continue to do this, even though one of these days I'm going to get caught and be in big trouble for it. Senator Byron Dorgan will be on the program. He is going after the ownership rules and is trying to stop the FCC from giving it all away. He's introducing legislation today, and we're going to be one of the first people to talk to him, and that's at 9:30. All right, now, let me make my case about Bush. And if you're... You know, if you're moderate, if you're uncommitted or you're conservative, you're going to think that I'm being disrespectful and that I'm crazy. But I think George W. Bush has got a real problem. I think he really does have a real problem. Now, either he doesn't live in reality or he's got a cog loose or there's something going on here. And as I said before, I don't advocate beating him up on a daily basis, but I saw this morning in the New York Times and I thought, man, I just can't get on the air and not mention this. Because I'd love for any of you to call me and explain how in the hell this is going to work. Okay? Listen to this. Today, George W. Bush is going to give a speech. He's going to issue a stern warning that the United States will not accept a political transition in Cuba in which power changes from one Castro brother to another rather than to the Cuban people. As described by an official in a background briefing to reporters on Tuesday evening, Mr. Bush's remarks will amount to the most detailed response, mainly an unbending one, to the political changes that began in Cuba more than a year ago when Fidel Castro fell ill and handed power to his brother Raul. The speech scheduled to be given at the State Department before invited Cuban dissidents will introduce the relatives of four Cuban prisoners held for political crimes, a senior administration official said. The president wanted to put a human face on Cuba's assault on freedom. In effect, the speech will be a call for Cubans to continue to resist, particularly strong line coming from an American president. He's expected to say to the Cuban military and police, there is no place for you in New Cuba. Okay, explain to me exactly, first of all, what business does he have
telling the Cuban people what they should and should not do. And I'm not sitting here defending the Cuban regime. And I've been to Cuba. And at one time, I thought it was the island of miracles. And in some ways, it still is. But I don't like the fact that you can't have dissidency there. You can't have dissent. You can't have total and complete freedom of speech. You can't write. You don't have total and complete freedom of literature. But what is this guy going to get out of this? What's going to happen out of this, that he's going to stand up and make this speech? What is the point behind this? What could he do about Cuba? Can we go to the island of Cuba and kick the Cubans' ass? No, they have a huge military. And once again, we don't have the ability to be able to do that because, oh, wait, we've got 160,000 troops in Iraq. This is the same kind of behavior that he uses towards Iran. Fareed Zakaria has got a great column in this week's Newsweek about Iran. And we need to try to get him on to have him talk about this. Exactly what's being accomplished by all of this threatening? Now, take yourself out of an American state of mind and put yourself either in a Cuban state of mind or put yourself in an Argentinian state of mind or put yourself in any third world country of your choice or even any Western industrialized country of your choice. What would be your view of a guy who stands up and invokes World War III as an image about Iran, then turns around, what, a week later, and points his finger at the island of Cuba and says, we're not going to stand for this. And I brought this up numerous times. What would you do if the mayor of Havana stood up and he said, hey, we're not going to stand for the fact that the Rockies didn't treat the fans fairly. We're not going to stand for the fact that last winter you couldn't get the snow removed. We're not going to stand for the fact that there are potholes in the roads. You could just go on with everything else. What would you do? Would you say, yeah, you're right, Raul, or you're right, the mayor of Havana? Or, as an American, would you feel resentful? Wait a minute. I understand there are things wrong in my country, but that's for me to deal with. Who are you to tell me what to do? Would you have that feeling? So in the end, what does this get? It makes us look bad around the world. It unifies support for the existing government and makes it even rougher on opposition. And in the case of the Iranian situation, and Cuba too, it scares the bejesus out of the people living there. I mean, what would you do if Vladimir Putin stood up and said, we're not going to tolerate what's going on in Gino, Louisiana. And if you let that continue, then you better think about World War III. What would your response be? Well, your response would be, sit down, shut up, and stop talking to me that way. But also, in the back of your mind, there would be a little tinge of paranoia. My point in all of this is simply this. What is this guy doing? And if you're conservative, I wish you would call. Because, number one, I love to fight. And number two, I just want to hear your rationale for this. What is this guy doing that is making things any better in the world? What is he doing that's making things any better? Or is he making things more tense? I really think he's got a screw loose. There's something wrong with him. I don't know what it is. And for those of us that are old enough to have lived through the Cold War, we could contain the Russians. We could contain the Chinese. Why can't we contain the Iranians? And what would have happened to us in 1962 or 61 or 59 if we had leadership in this country that talked this way? choose not to call up, it might, you know, it might say morning every morning. I mean, sit there and don't say anything. But I got to believe there's somebody out there who's thinking the same way I am, that this is not getting us any place. It's not getting us anywhere. Who are we to push around the rest of the world, whether you believe something that's going on is right in another country or not? And if you believe something that's going on in another country is wrong, don't you think it would be easier to win the populace over to your side by having them meet us and by at least having the strength, maturity, and security to sit down and talk to them? And that doesn't mean you have to give away the store. I mean, I'm just amazed at this morning. And I know I'm loud, I'm aggressive, and you know, all of these criticisms. So I'm trying to tone it back. I'm trying to tone it back. But I saw this morning. I can't. What is this guy doing? What is he doing? Who wants to call here at 303-713-7600 and justify this? If you're conservative, if you're a member of the GOP, and we don't have that many out there who listen to us, but if you do, you want to justify this for me? And for those of you that are not members of the GOP, those of you that are not conservative, you consider yourself to be independent or moderate? Want to justify it for me, or at least want to talk about it? And for those of you who consider yourself to be left of center, what's your take on this? Can't this guy for 5 minutes just be quiet? Just be quiet. 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like we've got some police activity northbound I-25 right near 92nd. It's causing some slowdowns, at least adding to those slowdowns. If you're coming through North Glen, southbound I-25 between 120th and 84th. So that's the snag right now. We had an earlier crash southbound 225. Looks like it's been cleared, but again, traffic bogged down a little bit just after Parker and down toward I-25.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, and keep the momentum going with Colorado Championship t-shirts and hats. Dick's is...
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Whisk away your loved ones to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. And snowflakes and flowers dance. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. And celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker. Two exclusive performances December 15th. 15th at the Paramount Theater. Get more information and purchase tickets at DenverNutcracker.com.
It's Grow Up Plan. It's a $5,000 whole life insurance policy that costs less than 20 cents a day. When your child is 21, that protection doubles automatically to $10,000 with no increase in premiums. So call now for your free information package. Call 1-800-775-6907. That's 1-800-775-6907.
Thank you. 6:38, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homeowners, if you're having trouble making your payments or even facing foreclosure because your adjustable rate mortgages is going higher and higher, here's an important announcement about the new FHA Secure program only from the Mortgage Store. According to CNBC, 2 million adjustable rate mortgages reset in the next 2 months. FHA Secure is designed for families who were good borrowers but got steered into high-cost loans with teaser rates. This is a second chance for families who, through no fault of their own, are suddenly facing the threat of foreclosure because of rising mortgage payments. If you have a solid mortgage payment history, basically is what this boils down to, but are now having problems since your adjustable rate mortgage reset is higher, you can refinance in a new low fixed rate home loan. And because the Mortgage Store is a direct FHA lender, they can make it happen fast. This is a temporary program. It's not going to last forever. So you got to call right now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. And they're open evenings till 8. That's 303-423-7171. These folks do care. They're the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Example, 07 Chevy Cobalt, number 1093, 72-month buy, 6.9% APR, $1,499 due at signing plus tax, tag, and license with approved credit. Negative equity applied to new loan balance.
If you currently own a 2001 through 2006 car, truck, or SUV, pay close attention. You may be paying too much. The Go Automotive Group announces a payment recall. All 17 Go showrooms are authorized to place you into a car, truck for $179 a month. Shop all the major brands: Chevy, Honda, Ford, Buick, Chrysler, Jeep, Nissan, Toyota, and more. You'll see your low monthly payment up front on the Go Smart Choice. $179 a month. The Go Automotive Group payment recall is going on now. To see if you qualify for the payment recall, call 303 GO CARS GO. Click GoCarsAndTrucks.com or visit your nearest Go showroom immediately. Light screen. Go!
Guys in years, Danny Elfman, Oingo Boingo, and John just snatched this out of the dustbin.
Johnny was bad.
Bill, Georgie was bad. He wanted to start war with everybody, everywhere. Johnny was bad. Bush, Georgie was bad. All right, 6:41, 41 minutes after 6, I'm losing that talent. Not that I ever had it. High today, 75, sunny skies. I'm talking about Bush standing up and warning Cuba about their plan for transition. This guy is like, boy, he's after Iran, he's after Cuba. He can't shut up for 5 minutes. Do I have any GOP callers on the line? I don't have any. There are no GOP callers on the line. 303-713-7600. Come on. I have no conservatives. The GOP outreach line. We're paying for this and we have nobody using it because there are no conservatives out there. Come on, don't you guys want to own up? Well, that either means two things. Number one, you don't want to own up to this, and you can't explain this guy's behavior. Or the other side of it is, there's none of you listening. You're all worried about going. You're listening to radio stations that are devoted to talking about either Rockies baseball or chasing brown people. Let's go to Sean in Westminster. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to tell you really quick that actually, other than possibly Sympathy for the Devil, Paint It Black is the best Rolling Stones song, although their best album is probably Sticky Fingers.
I think their best album is either Let It Bleed or Beggar's Banquet.
You know what? I have to admit, though, while I do like the Stones, I'm not as familiar with them as I should be. So, you know, this is just based on a little bit of opinion, you know, like just a snippet of the
sure.
Songs, really, and
not a
vast knowledge of them, I have to admit. Hey, you know, I wanted to cover a couple things really quick, and I'll try to be quick because I do want to get back to the point you're talking about right now. First, I was going to say, you know, I saw that Hillary Clinton was in town 2 days ago. You're talking about Hillary, and I'll tell you what, I don't think she's the best choice for the Democrats at all. I think a lot of Hillary bashing is actually feeding right into the hands of the Republicans. Like, her personality is probably just fine. I don't have a big problem with her and Bill and the way they did a lot of things. I think the biggest problem is, while I think it's going way too far to say that she's actually just a Republican and Democrat splitting, it is true that she's probably the Democrat who's most friendly with big business. And then the most important thing for me is I simply don't think we should have dynasties in the United States. We've already seen how that worked out with George the Lesser. I just think we need to to have a president who's not related to somebody else who was president.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree, but you're gonna get this discussion about Hillary because somebody sent me an angry email about this, about me doing it, and I sent them an email back and said, yeah, but you know what? That's what primary season is all about. I mean, don't act as if it's not going on the other side, because it is.
Right.
I mean, that's what you do. You examine the pros and cons of the people who are out there running, so you can make some kind of decision about what you think about him. As a matter of fact, that reminds me of this story. Have you heard this one?
Yeah.
I was actually going to talk about this. Shirley MacLaine has got a brand new book out. You know, she's a longtime friend of Dennis Kucinich.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. No.
She says during a visit to her home in Washington State, Kucinich said he saw a UFO and heard messages from it. Dennis found his encounter extremely moving, McLean writes. The smell of roses drew him out to my balcony, where when he looked up, he saw a gigantic triangular craft silent and observing him. It hovered soundless for 10 minutes or so and sped away with a speed he couldn't comprehend. He said he felt a certain connection in his heart and heard directions in his mind. Okay. I'm officially not voting for this guy.
It's not going to help him much, I don't think.
I am definitely not going to vote for this guy.
Well, you know, I have to say, I'm one of those people who wishes that Gore would run and thinks that Gore could win. But definitely, I don't mean to feed into the Republicans here. I think that Hillary is less likely to get elected. I still think that any of the Democrats right now are much better for the country than any of the Republicans. And I'd like to believe that any of the Democrats could beat any of the Republicans. But I have to admit, I think that Obama and Edwards are both more electable. And here's the other thing is, you know, a lot of people say, well, at least Hillary's strong and she'll stand up to Republicans. I have a feeling that Edwards is one of these guys who looks really nice and is kind of soft-spoken. But if he was pushed, I think Edwards would tear the Republicans a new one. I think he'd tear them up.
Oh, no, he's a pretty tough. He's a pretty tough guy. And he's the first guy. He's the first guy out of the gate with health care, and also they'll tell you how to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't think he would let the Republicans go with a lot of stuff like that. That John Kerry unfortunately did. And when I saw John Kerry and John Edwards speak several years ago when they were running, at that time, when they were here in Denver, I looked up and I said, wow, they got the bill reversed. It should be Edwards should be the guy up there on the podium last with the longer speech. And I just think Edwards should be the, you know, he's definitely the guy. If Gore doesn't come into the race, then I think Edwards should be the guy, although Obama is also outstanding.
I do too. All right, what about Bush and his latest deal here with Cuba?
You know, I've often thought, and not in jest, but in all seriousness, I've thought that Bush has got a screw loose, that he's a little crazy. And I always based it on two other things. I always based it on his utter lack of compassion, regardless of what he claims, for the lower and even the middle class. And secondly, on the fact that, you know, with Iraq, my analogy is you stick your hand into the garbage disposal, and, you know, sometimes, no matter what the reason was, you stuck your hand in the garbage disposal, there comes a time when it's time to pull that hand out of the garbage disposal. But Bush just jams it in there further, and that's insanity to me. But what you've mentioned now actually speaks to one of my greatest fears, but one that I have to admit, I can't prove this, and I kind of find it, you know, it's a little tough to prove. But I think one of the most dangerous religious beliefs that some people hold is that the end of the world is near. And I think it's a dangerous belief because it leads to complacency on several issues, including the environment. But also what I would fear is that there is any political leader in any country who would see that end of the world being near and maybe even helping to bring it about.
Yeah, I thought about that too, man.
And it's quite a claim. I mean, believe me, I understand that making that claim is no small thing, and that proof would be awfully hard to provide. But I think there are times when it certainly seems like he's working in that direction.
Well, I'll tell you something. He's just got a screw loose.
I really think
he's got a screw loose. He needs medication.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, can I give you one more sort of...
I got to go, man. I've spent a lot of time with you, and I appreciate your call, and I hope you'll call me again.
I will give you a call again.
Okay, see you later.
All right, thank you.
All right. Let's go to Fouad in Denver. Fouad, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hi, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Pretty good, sir. Actually, I enjoy your show, first of all, and I've been listening to you for like 6 months now.
Thank you.
I'm from the new listener, though. And actually, I was wondering, there's a point, actually, we don't talk about it a lot in the media, and this one really resulted, created like a big chaos. And this regarding those refugees, Iraqi refugees, like more than a million refugees, you know, that are now living in Syria.
Yeah, a bunch of them just got kicked out of Syria, too.
Yes, I know. I just read that yesterday in the U.S. News, you know, magazine, a lot of them, like, kicked out because they couldn't handle them anymore because, I don't know, Syria's not really, like, a rich country, and they have to deal with their people, you know, but at least You know, they let too many of them, like, you know, live in Syria, and they don't want to. And now they're like closing the borders and all that stuff. So what about those people? Why this president didn't? I mean, he doesn't care really. He doesn't really care about those people. They don't. You know, they don't.
I don't think he cares about anybody except himself and his friends. I have yet to see any proof that he cares about anybody else except himself and his friends. And the GOP, I'm not talking about the rank and file, I'm talking about the elected leadership in the Congress, cares only about their party and not their constituents, because the majority of their constituents are against what's going on, and they still continue to back this guy through folly after folly. And you would think somebody would pull him aside and they would say to him, look, just be quiet. Just chill out and stop threatening people all over the place, yeah, and feeling that you can, you know, that you can stick your nose into everybody's business.
Yeah, that's not really.
I mean, this guy acts as if he's anointed by God. It's disgusting. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening to the show. A couple lines open at 303-713-7600. What is the logic behind Bush now threatening Cuba? And then he invokes World War III the other day towards Iran. I don't want to beat up on the guy for no reason, but please. And I'm still looking for some conservative. I'm still looking for somebody out there to call up here and tell me why this works and what good comes out of this. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Just dealing with these delays, we're getting through the Thornton North Glen area. Adding to that, we've had a crash right near 92nd. It's on the northbound side of I-25. Most of that traffic, though, is coming southbound, so expect delays there from 120th Avenue all the way down to 84th. Otherwise, not too bad up in that area. Eastbound to 70 is getting busy, but nothing major between I-76 and Vasquez. We also have a lot of traffic, of course, getting downtown, southbound 25, 38th to Spear. Weather outlook today should be a nice day. We're going to see mostly sunny skies and a warmer day with a high of 74. Right now, it's fair and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Shea Homes is known for quality construction and customer service, and from now until the end of October, it's your chance to...
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair
and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman Program.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked great.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the clinically proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-600-6546. That's 1-800-600-6546. 1-800-600-6546.
6:53, 53 minutes after the hour. Good morning. Fall is right around the corner. Well, actually, fall is here. And lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely because of last winter's storms. But not the LeafGuard gutter system. The LeafGuard gutter system will protect your home for years to come. It's a protective system with a lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty and will protect your home from the elements. Think about never having to clean your rain gutters again. I mean, you don't have to touch them. Learn more about the difference between LeafGuard and other inferior rain gutter products. Tell them J. Marvin sent you. Tell them that I sent you. And you'll be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. Compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what LeafGuard can do for your home. Call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. Fall into savings. Not on the ground with LeafGuard. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
With its exclusive Help Me feature, TomTom lets you call for emergency assistance with the tap of a finger, anytime, anywhere. So go with the world's number one selling GPS device, TomTom. Go confidently.
Mama Jamma. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here. Outside and inside. Yeah, AM 760 Progressive Talk, High Today 75. George W. Bush prattling on yesterday. He's going to prattle on today about Cuba. He's going to warn him. He's going to threaten him. Okay, what good does that do? What is happening here? What is this doing? What good does this do? What good? Dave Centennial. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, Dave, you're on.
Oh, good morning. Say, I just wanted to comment about something you mentioned earlier regarding reining in Iran and also about these comments that the president's now going to make about Cuba. I think one of the biggest problems we have here in this country is that we have a president who essentially is not lame duck, who by now would be, given the trend of the voters in the last election. But unfortunately, we have a Congress that's pretty spineless, and they won't stand up to the president because we've got Republicans on one side who are still touting the party line, and we got Democrats who absolutely have no spine and no leadership. They can't even pass token legislation in Congress right now. And I think a lot of that is because there's not a big enough majority of the opposing aisle to offset Bush's power and Cheney's power in the White House.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you about that. I think you're absolutely right. I think one of the problems is that, which I mentioned yesterday, is that we don't have a really clear majority in the Senate. And we don't stick it on the Republicans like we should, but instead we go in all other kinds of different directions. And then here's something else about it, too. You're right about the Democrats. I mean, they just, you know, Pete Stark made that bodacious comment about George W. Bush over the S-chip thing and about the troops amusement. We're going to get into that a little bit later on this morning. Now he has backpedaled and apologized, and even Nancy Pelosi called his comments inappropriate. What the hell? Whoever goes to any of those folks, like John Boehner and the rest of them, whoever moves to censure them when they make inappropriate comments, whoever asks them to apologize, nobody does. Why do we do this to ourselves?
Well, quite honestly, I don't think we have strong enough leadership on the Democratic side. I think Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid are absolutely not the people for the job in this situation. I mean, they're facing an opposition, i.e. the White House, where you have Dick Cheney, who's pretty much running the White House, and George Bush, who is his puppet. And they wield a tremendous amount of power, and I think they totally misunderstand and misread the power that the White House actually has and the muscle that it takes to overcome that.
Yeah, we just can't. You know what it is? We just can't bulk up no matter what the circumstances are. Dave, thanks, man. Great call.
Thank you.
All right. I only got a minute left. Okay, I don't have time to put any of these on. All right. Walt in Littleton, 30 seconds.
Hey, boat drinks.
What's up?
Hey, listen, you know, we're all weird about Bush, man, but come on. The guy was an alcoholic, a cocaine freak. You know, I mean, what do you expect from this guy? And he's president now. You know, the thing about Cuba, you know, don't worry about that. He's just tired of vacationing in Florida. Besides, the nose candy down there is probably very cheap, you know?
I don't know, man. I just don't understand what he thinks any of this is
going to
get.
Man.
Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe, yeah, that's it. Maybe he's incapable of it. I don't know. All right, Walt, have a good day, man.
Have a great one.
All right, coming up, we're going to meet a Rockies fan who's angry at the Rockies over the ticket situation. Plus, we'll talk about Representative Pete Stark. Plus, I'll give you a chance to win $760. I mean, the whole world is laid out electronically before you. What else do you need? Well, how about winning the lottery so I can retire?
Thank you.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain, isn't it? Expensive, time-consuming, you fight rush hour traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it! But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
Leave. It's day four of the Southern California fires, and there is some reason for optimism. The Santa Ana winds have begun to ease up, and the forecast calls for the winds to greatly diminish today and tomorrow. The fires, though, continue to burn. CBS's Bill Whitaker is in Lake Arrowhead.
This morning, the whole mountain is shrouded in smoke. The smoke smell is very, very thick. You can barely see in front of your eyes.
More than 1,300 homes have now been destroyed. Many others remain in danger. CBS's Harry Smith met with a number of firefighters. He says they want more resources.
We heard the radio crackling. We need more help over here. We need more help over there. There's not enough planes. There's not enough people. There's not enough equipment.
Hundreds of thousands of evacuees wait for the fires to be contained and controlled. They hope to go back to their homes in the next few days. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Diego.
And I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where within the hour, President Bush plans a video hookup with federal disaster officials. On the CBS News Early Show, FEMA Director David Paulison responded to those local complaints about a shortage of firefighting aircraft.
The winds are horrendous, and we just need a break with the weather, and we can get all the air tankers that are actually on the ground now up in the air and get this fire under control.
Paulison says he'll tell the president the government has the resources it needs. Mr. Bush visits the fire zone tomorrow. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Setapan.
The rules have changed, but members of Congress are still traveling on someone else's dime. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Oh, you won't get much change back from that dime, Frank. USA Today reporting lawmakers accepted free trips worth nearly $2 million during the first 8 months of this year. That's more than in all of 2006, before the supposedly tough rules began to take effect. You kind of get the point of one campaigner for reform who says the ethos of politics is, what can we get away with?
Sources at the Centers for Disease Control claim the agency's top official was muzzled when she appeared at a congressional hearing on global warming. They say the White House didn't want Dr. Julie Gerberding to talk about specific health risks from climate change. CDC spokesman Tom Skinner denies that.
Dr. Gerberding was able to say everything that she needed to say. She was able to communicate the science around this issue, and it was a very productive hearing.
On the CBS Health Watch, a study by Dr. Mark Wallace at the University of California shows marijuana can relieve pain, but it can also increase pain.
There seems to be a window. If you don't give enough of it, it doesn't reduce pain. If you give too much, it may increase pain.
A clear day. Right. His wife says 73-year-old Robert Goulet is suffering from pulmonary fibrosis and needs a lung transplant. She says Goulet is under heavy sedation on a respirator in a Los Angeles hospital. S&P futures are down 7 points. This is CBS News.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Chevy wants to talk to you about the air in your tires. Look at the guy in the lane next to you. See those saggy tires? According to fueleconomy.gov, properly inflated tires may improve your gas mileage by up to 3%. If everyone in the U.S. did this, we could save millions of gallons of fuel each year. So every 2008 Chevy car and half-ton truck will come with a tire pressure monitor that automatically alerts you when pressure is low. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more. Use less.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. After more than 6 years of watching President Bush and Vice President Cheney use the Constitution as toilet paper, Hillary Clinton says enough is enough. At a big rally in Denver, the Democratic presidential contender says she would consider giving up some of the executive powers Bush and Cheney have assumed since taking office. She says the Bush administration has ignored checks and balances and disregarded the separation of powers. She made her comments during a rally at Metro State College that attracted thousands of supporters. Well, they're gone.
All three games are officially sold out.
The Rockies selling out all three World Series contests at Coors Field in 2.5 hours, one day after sales had to be suspended by a computer system crash.
But occasionally it would just kick me out completely and I'd have to go back.
One of the computer experts says the system was overloaded by powerful computers programmed to constantly generate five-digit codes meant to prove an actual human was trying to buy tickets. And that father whose two-year-old son drowned after being towed behind a boat in an inflatable raft in the summer of 06 has now been sentenced to 6 years in prison after a judge revoked his probation. Gil Smith of Longmont had been sentenced in January to 60 days in jail and 5 years probation after pleading guilty to child abuse resulting in death. A guilty plea for a DUI in Boulder last month meant he violated his probation, resulting in a long stay in the Stony Lonesome. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Just watch out for that police activity that continues northbound I-25 near 92nd. We're seeing those delays, especially on the southbound side between 120th and 84th. Lots of activity, just heavy traffic all along 225 both directions extending from Parker. And we do have a crash on the southbound 225 side right near Yosemite if you're making your way into the tech center. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today expected to be sunny, breezy, and warm. We're going to get a high of 74. Right now, fair skies, 41 degrees. I'm Tina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a new 07 F-150 for only $12,900. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So after rebates, get your new 07 F-150 for just $12,900. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
When's the best time to save on tires for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? To your dealership during the Right Now factory authorized service event. Right Now, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price guaranteed. The right price on the right tire, installed by a Ford trained expert. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details. Hurry, this event ends November 25th.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Coming up this hour, and you know it's not far away, it's 7:21. Chance for you to win $760. Now, if you haven't gotten in on this Extreme Makeover White House Edition, go to am760.net and click, because only insiders can join this thing. Plus, you can email us at any time at am760.net. And we try to pick out, we're like the administration. We try to cherry pick the best information to make our, we take them all. We take them all. All right. Want to talk briefly a little bit about the Rockies ticket situation from yesterday. The tickets are sold out. Not everybody is happy. Maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you still did not get through. Maybe you didn't get a chance to get through again because you couldn't, because you took the other day off, in which you thought the tickets were for sale. And the Rockies claimed that the site was hacked, and I argued with a couple of guys and got into a really good Donnybrook with one guy about this whole situation. And, you know, I didn't make this point yesterday on the air, but I should have made this point. I should have been smart enough to make this point, and I didn't make this point. If the Rockies made this claim that the site was hacked, I mean, if that was the point that they were making about this, why didn't somebody call the FBI? Now, if somebody hacked our site, well, they'd probably be doing everybody a favor. But if somebody hacked our site, I mean, you don't think we wouldn't call the feds? We'd call somebody. We wouldn't sit there and take it. But I don't think the Rockies filed any reports. Do you? And I had this idea that, well, they should prove up to us what happened and explain and, I don't know that they can ever make good, but we're going to talk to Brian Hartman. He is asked for a meeting with the Rockies spokesman, Jay Alvis, and is organizing a public effort seeking honesty from the ball club on the sticky ticket situation. And Brian, Brian, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. All right. What is it exactly that you want to meet with the Rockies about?
Well, Jay, I feel that there's a major principle at stake here. This is about as unequal as it gets, and it's far from fair. And a number of the Rockies fan base is, you know, countless thousands have been cheated. And it's completely unfair. It's unnecessary. And, you know, I'm taking a stand for the true fan base and their families, because we've yet to get an honest answer about, you know, why this single means of ticket sales is why they believed it to be the fairest. And it's obvious that, you know, with what's going on and, you know, the folks that have spoken to the media and so forth and sent their stories in, that this is, it's far from fair. It's not what's going on.
You an avid Rockies fan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I haven't been in Colorado terribly long. I'm well established, but, you know, I absolutely love it here, and they happen to be my team, and, you know, and most fans, you know, don't have the time or don't have the means or the wherewithal to stand up against this ball club. And, you know, like you mentioned about the whole FBI situation and about the site being hacked, I mean, this organization and ball club has come out consistently and told us lie after lie. And it's consistent with the disorganization, you know, on behalf of their this ball club. It's absurdity and insanity, you know, at the very least, as far as I'm concerned.
7-11, 11 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Colorado Rockies fan Brian Hartman, who wants to have a meeting with the ball club and wants them to explain what just the heck went down with the ticket giveaway online. Now, you're going to get this argument because I got it, and you know you're going to get it, and I'm sure people have already given it to you. Well, it's a business, and they can do what they want, and okay, so they screwed up, and blah, 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 and on and on and on again. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, I feel that you know, the fans of professional sports teams have a very large part in how successful the team is. And although baseball is above the law in terms of business and in a lot of ways, I don't believe that they're entitled to discriminate and provide, you know, tickets to the public in an inequitable manner. I feel that, you know, the fans should have all had an equal chance to have a chance to attend this World Series. And originally they wanted to provide the tickets, you know, at a number of different outlets, including online. I didn't have a problem with that. But, you know, despite what most people think, there's a demographic out there that, you know, it is not skilled in computers, doesn't have a computer, does not have an electronic form of payment. And, you know, I think that this ticket sale was, you know, skewed to ticket brokers and people who capitalize on, you know, events like this. And it's absolutely unnecessary.
What are you going to do if they just say to you, okay, fine, forget it, no meetings, see you later?
Well, matter of fact, I've emailed back and forth with Jay Alvis himself, and he's made it very clear that he has absolutely no intention to meet with me whatsoever. However, he's offered to answer questions about their organization. And like I said, a number of the people who've supported my efforts and have messaged me and then contacted me, they've also contacted Mr. Alvis, and they get the same sarcastic, you know, patronistic, you know, type, you know, insulting messages back from him. And so I don't think that they're going to meet with me. But I do, you know, and as I've said on a number of the media outlets, is that I'm researching and checking into the possibility of legal action on this situation.
Have you talked to a lawyer?
I haven't talked to one specifically. I've spoken to, you know, I spoke with a number of legal services, actually, and they're working on this right now. And in a matter of 2 days, it's hard to come up with something official and gather, you know, everything, and there's a lot of things that had to pan out to see where we would go with this in terms of the ticket sales yesterday and what has gone on. And like I said, you know, baseball, Major League Baseball is often above the law through antitrust protection and a number of other things, but I don't feel that they can just go out and discriminate and do what they've done to their fans and cheat us like this.
I find it interesting that no state official, I mean, no city official, no state official that I know of, maybe they haven't, I just don't know it, but nobody's basically said anything. Don't you think that's kind of interesting?
I really do. I really do, because the magnitude of this situation and the greatness that, you know, we've achieved something that only two teams in the entire country achieve each year really speaks for itself. And so for, you know, the mayor and, you know, a number of other elected officials to, they're obviously excited about the Rockies going to the World Series, but for them to not come out and address this because it affects so many people. You know, most folks, I don't think they realize that it's taxpayers and, you know, the citizens in this region that made this, you know, were a large part in making this ball club happen in the very beginning in the first place.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of people, though, as I said before, you're going to get a lot of people, though, that are going to make the free enterprise argument. Plus, on top of that, there are also going to be those people that are going to say, well, listen, you know, if you want to be active, there's bigger and better fish to fry. And come on, Brian, I mean, so what do you say to them about that?
Well, you know, they're absolutely right. There's certainly more, you know, pressing issues out there in the world, and I've certainly, you know, been a part of a number of those. I'm passionate, obviously, about what I believe in, but, you know, here locally and what's going on in town is it's insanity. It's crazy. It's unfairness. It's not equality, and this is something that's not just gone on with the Rockies, but a number of other large venues out there. And, you know, the average working families, you know, in our state and in our country, you know, don't have the opportunity, you know, to go with their families to these events that they want to.
I find the whole ticket thing to be ridiculous. I find all of it to be ridiculous, that there's scalpers out there, that there's ticket brokers are involved in it, that all of this hoopla is going on, and that they would, you know, that they would come up with this plan to give these tickets away online and then apparently not plan for it properly.
Well, right, and you know, like I've said, I mean, this is just consistent with the ownership and the lack of organization. You know, Jay Alvis comes out and says, well, you know, we have a backup plan, but doesn't explain what it is. We were attacked, but we don't know, you know, what it was that, you know, what this external attack was. And it's just obvious, you know, that the public is not stupid. And he's come out, and it's lie after lie after lie, you know. And I stood down there at those press conferences and, you know, was threatened by their staff. They were going to kick me off the property and do all these things if I interrupted the news conference. But you know something? This ball club has a responsibility to its fans. And it's time to answer some questions. And that's how this whole thing started with me. You know, what we want to know is how is it completely fair that they're going to market and sell tickets online? And that's the absolute, you know, fairest way. You know, I want to know what their honest reasoning is.
What's an answer
we've yet to get.
What do you think would be a fair way?
Personally, I was fine with the way that they originally said they were going to sell the tickets at King Supers, dugout stores, the box office, and have a portion online. You know, and in terms of technology, even with the online sales, they could have taken a number of actions to prevent this ticket hoarding and broker thing and Asia and South America and all over, you know, around the country for these people who are capitalizing on it. You know, could they have not have, you know, blocked outside IP addresses? You know, my argument as well is that we all know that technology is easily manipulated. And if you're skilled in computers, you have an advantage over the person who doesn't necessarily use the computer every day. You know, and then there's that question of, what if I don't have an electronic form of payment? You know, there's a large segment of our community that doesn't have equal access or didn't have equal access or a chance, you know, as part of the true fan base to get in, you know, to this game. They allotted 20-plus thousand tickets to season ticket holders, fine. Major League Baseball took another 15,000. Jay Alvis says yesterday that somewhere in the upwards of tens of thousands of tickets we have left, and yet I get an email from him, you know, late yesterday evening saying, well, 80%, you'll be happy to know that 80% of our ticket sales went to Colorado zip codes. But he only mentioned that that was had to do with 12,000 tickets. Well, 12,000 in the upper teens, that's several thousand that we're talking about. There's a difference here. You know, the reality is that this ball club's not being honest. They're being sneaky. You know, they're capitalizing, you know, at the expense of the fans. And I intend to go as far as I need to, you know, have this addressed and take care of it.
All right, well, listen, I wish you the best of luck. It's one of the reasons why I don't particularly care for professional sports, with the exception of motor racing and not NASCAR. And one of the things that I find very attractive about motor racing, particularly American Le Mans and also Rolex Grand-Am, is that you don't ever have to go through any of this, that both the drivers and the event is very accessible, and they're very fan-friendly, and they don't conduct themselves in this manner. And every time I've ever worked at any radio station, and I've worked at a few of them, where they have been the flagship station either for baseball or football teams, most of those teams have a huge attitude. You know, the one team, funny enough, ironically enough, that never had an attitude, and that they were more than nice to the fans and also more than nice to me, was the Milwaukee Brewers with Bud Selig's daughter, Wendy, and her husband are running it, and they were extremely fan-friendly, and so I still have a place in my heart for the Brewers. But most of the teams and most of these folks, they just don't care. They just don't care. But is that any different than any other business these days? I mean, this seems to be, if you find somebody who really gives a damn, it's really rare. All right, man. Let us know what happens.
I will. I definitely will. Thanks for having me on today, and we'll definitely keep you updated. And
please do.
We'll do. Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you. There's Brian Hartman, who is asked for a head-to-head meeting with the Rockies spokesman Jay Alvis, and is organizing a public effort to seek honesty from the ball club on the sticky ticket situation. If you want to talk about this, I'm more than welcome to. I'll do it. 303-713-7600. I was going to talk about something else, but if you want to talk about this, this is fine. I mean, this gets back to something that I was talking about yesterday, which is accountability and the fact that there's always somebody who comes forward and will let, you know, always advocates that people should be let off the hook, that businesses should be let off the hook. And I'm not talking about the small independent business people. I'm not talking about that at all. And I'm not, you want to send me an email at am760.net, or you want to get on the air and you want to say, oh, well, you just don't like capitalism. No, that's not true. I love capitalism. Fact of the matter is, though, I think that you should be as fair and equitable as you possibly can, particularly when you're dealing with something that's more than just a business. It's kind of on the level of a public trust because of those the exemption that baseball has. I just really feel that. I just feel like this is 2007, and it's the age of non-accountability. 723, 23 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, I'll take your calls. 303-713-7600. I got one line open. If any of you free market freaks, too, want to call up and tell me how the free market solves everything, then maybe you can explain all of this to us, too. Don't forget tomorrow morning. No, actually, I'm sorry. Friday morning, I've got Broncos and Packers tickets to give away. That's Monday Night Football, and your chance to win here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. No, we are not.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Weather outlook today, it's going to be beautiful. We're going to see sunny skies and a warm day with a high of 74. Tonight looks like more fair conditions with a low of 42, and tomorrow will be the warmest day of the week with a high of 77. Right now, fair and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the turkey sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
725, 25 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, how many of you are concerned about health care? Well, if you're behind the wheel, don't raise your hand, but think about this for a second. I think most of us are concerned about health care. And I think we're concerned about the rising costs in health care, too. And one of the ways to combat the rising costs in health care is to be out in front of problems before they become problems. That is preventive medicine. And it's becoming more and more in vogue. Now I'm going to talk to you about something that a lot of you are probably uncomfortable talking about. You're probably uncomfortable about talking about this. You're probably uncomfortable about even getting into the subject of it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death for Americans. The leading cause of cancer death in non-smoking men is colon cancer. Mary and I just lost a good friend to it not too long ago. Colon cancer can often be prevented with early identification of precancerous polyps by doing a colonoscopy. And there's that word. And then what you do is you think, oh, I'm not going to do that. And I whine about it too, trust me. Unfortunately, only about 40% of us who should get a colonoscopy ever get one. Well, the reason is you hear all these horror stories about it, but I got an easy way to do it. Virtual colonoscopy is less expensive, easier alternative to conventional colonoscopy to detect clinically significant polyps and colon cancers. How do I know? Because I've been through it. You don't have to have any sedation. You can return to your normal activities immediately. You're off the hook with all of that crazy prep because, yeah, you got to do some, but you don't have to do what the conventional colonoscopy calls for. And here's the thing. It is more than effective than a regular colonoscopy. So if you want to do what I've done and you want to get that peace of mind, and you want to get it done, and you believe in preventive medicine, and you want to help keep healthcare costs down, then call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Does your computer act possessed? Call PC Answers today for convenient on-site service or drop your computer off at our new service center near downtown Littleton for a totally free diagnostic checkup.
Call 303-548-1414 or pc-answers.com.
With its exclusive Help Me feature, TomTom lets you call for emergency assistance with the tap of a finger, anytime, anywhere. So go with the world's number one selling GPS device. TomTom. Go confidently.
3, 2, 1. I ask Congress to appropriate additional money, $760 more, to the people.
And it could be
your money.
All right, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. 728, 28 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's the White House Extreme Makeover Edition. And Mary Dawson of Highlands Ranch, Mary Dawson of Highlands Ranch, you have 7 minutes and 60 seconds from now to call 303-631-2760 and claim your $760 prize. Only Progressive Club members can win. So register today by clicking on the Extreme Makeover White House Edition link on the front page of our website at am760.net. Mary Dawson of Highlands Ranch. Mary, You've got 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call right now at 303-631-2760. Mary Dawson of Highlands Ranch, we are waiting to hear from you. Okay, talking about the Rockies ticket thing, let's go to the phones. We've got a Bill in Bailey. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
My question was, if the season ticket holders, they get tickets for the World Series, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're the real fans.
Well, really? You mean,
well, the rest
you know what? In other words, Bill, you mean, in other words, let me get this straight. If I don't have enough money to be able to purchase season tickets, I'm not a real fan.
Well, no, you could be a fan, but, I mean, there's a lot of people that are just event fans, you know. They want
to
be seen on TV at the event.
Well, so what?
They don't whine about the ticket. If you want to go
to
the game, the way they're done.
Seriously, what motivates a guy like you?
Reality.
No, I don't think that's reality.
I think
to
it
be
is.
Able to take an economic yardstick and to be able to use that as your argument, well, if you know you're a real fan, you have season tickets. Bill, how about if you don't have the money for season tickets, or even how about if 3 weeks before they get close to getting into the playoffs, your interest picks up in them? What difference does it make? What does that have to do with the argument about people being treated fair and equally, and that when you advertise something and you say you're going to do something and then you don't do it because you're not prepared for it, and then you turn around and try to tell the public a whopper of a story about hacking? Whatever happened to the idea of accountability, Bill? Or are you one of these guys that just would like to call up, be grumpy, and rain on somebody's parade?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, thanks. Thanks for the answer. Well, there you go. Bill reaches out from his cave and drops his remote to his TV and calls in. Look, pal, do yourself a favor. Get your pulse ox level checked and then try us back at a later date. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Morning.
Hi.
I believe that they should have sold these tickets through ticket outlets in Colorado, because Colorado residents, mostly, I guess Denver residents, helped build that stadium. And Colorado people supported it during the season. And now you have people buying tickets off the internet in Dallas and New Hampshire and wherever, and reselling them on eBay for, you know, thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And that's just total BS. If the Colorado people supported the team throughout the season, they built the stadium, and they're the ones that should have the chance to go to the game. And there's plenty of outlets that they could arrange to, you know, sell these tickets through. They didn't have to just sell them at the stadium, because that becomes a free-for-all. But they could arrange a better way for people to buy them locally in the state. And that's what I have to say.
Well, I think it also makes a good case for this. After this season's over with, they'll turn around next season, and they'll want the fan support, and they'll want the fans to be involved. But now the fans walk away with this feeling of, well, yeah, okay, but when push came to shove, you didn't really care about us, and basically what you did was you just took the tickets and threw them up in the air electronically. So some guy sitting in Hilton Head, South Carolina, logs on, scores 4 tickets, has no intention of going, turns around, puts them on eBay. That's 4 people who are from here.
Right.
Who could have gone?
You know, Jay, that's the reason I don't really follow pro sports anymore.
Yeah.
I like to go to high school and college football games, and college sports. The pro, you're rooting for a logo. This team, they don't give a whit about the local community. They were going to move. The Broncos were going to move years ago.
Oh, I remember that. I was here when that was going on.
And, that's why I gave up on. I used to be an avid Dallas Cowboys fan. Just avid. And now I care less.
You know, I was also in Chicago when the Bears were threatening to go to Gary, Indiana.
Oh, Oh,
yeah.
Indiana.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, what are you going to call them, the Gary Bears? And I mean, it's everybody. I mean, it didn't make any difference whether you were a sports station or not. All the talk stations got, I mean, everybody got on. Sports stations, you know, non-sports stations, and started laughing and said, okay, fine. Go ahead and build a facility in Gary and go move to Gary, Indiana, and you can be the Gary Bears. I mean, yeah, that's another thing, too. These teams blackmail the community by saying, hey, either you support us or we're leaving. Right?
Yep.
And that's ridiculous as well.
I think the fans, if they support this team next year, you can call them, you can start their name with a big F, suckers.
Well, it doesn't bode well. That's for sure.
And the guy, the spokesman that came out, you could care that he could care less. You know?
Well, we got to give him benefit of the doubt because he's doing his job.
Well, they're either incompetent. I would say they're probably incompetent and could care less, both of them. The crew down there, the staff for the Rockies, they did it the easiest way possible. I think.
I wonder how many other people out there, too, are turned off by professional sports because of this reason. Jim, thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, I wonder how many of you, the rest of you are turned off by this. 303-713-7600, and do you think that what they did yesterday was fair and equitable? And do you agree with it? Or is this much to do about nothing and that we shouldn't even be carrying this on into a second day about this and we should just get over it and forget it? And... You're what? You had one of those calls, John? Well, you can say it on the air.
Yeah, I had one of those earlier from Luann in Castle Rock.
Oh, Luann called in Castle Rock? She didn't think this is important. What was Luann suggesting for us to call about? What she wants to talk
about? The California fires.
Well, how are we going to talk about that? What are we going to say about that, Luann, that it's a bad situation, that some... You know, as one talk show host on this station who will remain nameless tried to infer yesterday that somehow the White House was behind it and Blackwater and that it was some kind of conspiracy. Please. The fires are terrible. And we did talk about them in the first hour of the show. But this is something that's going on here in Colorado. This is something that's going on here in Denver. And you know what? If you don't want to talk about things that are going on here in Denver, maybe what the radio station ought to do is maybe what the radio station should do is just pull the switch and put syndicated programming on, and you could talk to some guy from New York or L.A. or someplace. But if you think the Rockies lied yesterday, if you think they lied about the whole website situation, what? You're just going to dismiss that? You're just going to let it go? 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up at 9:30, Senator Byron Dorgan about media ownership. We'll talk to him at 9:30. He went to school here, too, by the way. Right now we'll talk to Gina about traffic.
All right, Jay, thanks. Southbound 225, that accident still blocking the shoulder there approaching Yosemite, so watch out for a snag there. Going back to Parker, we have a stalled car on the ramp westbound I-70 to Colorado. Otherwise, it's pretty standard commute. We're just starting to see those delays now on the westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike from Sheridan toward Church Ranch. Weather outlook today expected to be a nice day. We'll see sunny skies and a high of 74. Currently fair and 42. Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey guys, Fantastic Sam's has what you need to make your day. Fantastic Haircuts and their new FS Men's product line will help you care for your hair this fall. At Fantastic Sam's, each haircut includes a relaxing shampoo massage, and you never need an appointment. Visit Fantastic Sam's today.
Tom Hartman.
I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair
and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman Program. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you in an 80-20 loan? Payments on the first adjusting so high you can't afford them? You can't refi without paying off the second, and you can't roll it in because the value isn't there. American Guarantee Mortgage can help with their exclusive Home Saver program. They'll get you a new first FHA loan with fixed lower payments, and they'll get your second lender to subordinate. You'll have lower payments to ride out the storm until your home value goes up. Call today, the Home Saver program. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Teach your child to say no if someone is doing something to them your child feels isn't right. It's their right to say no, and every child should be prepared and taught to do so. A tip in your family's interest presented by Green Giant Recycling, LLC, 644 North 7th Avenue in Brighton. Specializing in recycling lumber, where service is more than a word, it's a fact based on their dedication to quality and integrity. Green Giant Recycling, LLC, another concerned business working for the betterment of the community.
For LASIK in Colorado, trust your vision to Denver's most trusted name in LASIK, Spivak 2020 LASIK. Yes, I know you have LASIK choices, but we're talking about your eyes here. Do what I did and go with the leader. Your eyes deserve it. Go with safer, blade-free Intralase at Spivak 2020 LASIK. And if you think you can't afford Spivak 2020 LASIK, how does no money down and no payments for one full year sound? Call 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. Or Spivak.com.
Please, don't go out on me. Not now. Please.
Having an electronics breakdown? With Rent-A-Center's worry-free guarantee, we'll match any competitor's price on new brand-name furniture, appliances, computers, and the latest electronics. No credit needed. No extra charge for delivery, setup, or service. Love it or your money back. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
In Arkansas, the advertisement is for a rental purchase transaction. Rent-A-Center's money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession to receive either merchandise replacement or a refund of customer's first payment. Call 1-800-205-2005 or visit rentacenter.com for details.
On the next CSI Miami Weekends, Miami's deadliest gang.
You want to admit to shooting Billy Ball?
I didn't do that. Has the world's newest weapon.
So it's a gun that shoots around the corner.
Hang on for the ride of your life. Because the next investigation could get a CSI killed. On the next CSI Miami Weekends, Saturday night at 10:35 on CBS4.
If I had my time again, I would do it all the same. And I'd change a single thing, even when I was the blind. For the heartache and the pain that I caused throughout my years.
7:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, controversial conversation for mature consenting adults. High today is 75, and we're talking about the whole Rockies situation yesterday, and we were joined by Brian Hartman, who is a Rockies fan, who wants a public meeting with Jay Alves and is organizing an effort to seek honesty from the ball club. Let's go to Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
While I applaud that gentleman's intentions and his work ethic, I don't think he's going to get anywhere with that. I believe that Jay is simply he's just doing what he's told. And these guys have been ham and eggers from the start. The 93-94, since the start, this has been a ham and egg operation. And while I applaud the players, this run they've had was absolutely unforgettable, and it'll probably never happen again in Major League Baseball. The organization's not the best, but anyway, I really applaud him for his passion and his efforts, and I hope he does get somewhere.
Well, I hope he does, too.
But the reason that I called was that I want to parrot what Dave said in the prior hour. This leadership is absolutely horrendous. What Representative Stark said...
Stop. Now, you're veering off the topic. Now, if it was open phones, you could get away with this, but you're veering off the topic, so what I'll give you a one-day amnesty pass,
okay,
and you can call back after 9 o'clock.
I'm sorry, brother.
You got it, man. No sweat.
Bye-bye.
All right. You can't veer off the topic. Craig, in Erie. Craig, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, man, what's up?
Not much. You know, I think that there's no question about it. The Rockies made a big mistake. I think they know it. Obviously, the fans know it. But at the end of the day, we can't carry this thing on too much. Today is the day that the Rockies begin to play in the World Series. And the conversation and the feeling needs to be around that because, hey, this team is something special. They've done an amazing thing here, and we need to get behind them again and so they can feel the love, baby.
I don't think questioning the front office and questioning the ownership and questioning what they do. I don't think that has anything to do with the players.
No, I know. I just don't want to bring the bad juju to the team.
Oh, come on.
Having a negative cloud.
Oh, come on.
Hey, let me ask you one question. How many local people do you think were trying to dial in and get those tickets so they could turn around and sell them on eBay?
You know, I don't have any idea about that.
I bet a lot of them were.
Well,
I know I was.
All right. Why would you... Let me ask you something which I think is kind of interesting. Well, maybe you just answer my question. Because you know you were, but...
I was going to sell two tickets,
okay,
and they go
for free. All right, but here you are you know, talking about how we should celebrate and all that, but you were going to get in there and you were going to get two tickets and or three or whatever it was and you were going to sell them. But why would you assume that, because you're going to do it, why would you assume that other people who are fans, why would you assume that they would do it? Why would you assume the least about somebody instead of assuming the best, that all they really wanted to do was get a fair shake? And plus, on top of that, it's obvious, as the nose on your face and my face, depending how big your nose is that the front office lied about the situation.
Yeah, I'm not saying that that's what everybody was going to do, Jay. My point is that, you know, I mean, clearly there were some local people that were here to do that as well. Look, I think that at the end of the day, there's no question they should have sold those tickets out of a ticket office. I mean, they made a mistake. There's no doubt about it.
Well, wait a minute, but they compounded that mistake by then turning around and telling us that they were hacked. Now, experts are quoted this morning in the Rocky Mountain News as doubting that. And if your website got hacked and you were a major business, would you just let it go, or would you, like, call the FBI? No question.
You start an investigation, absolutely.
All right. Well, have they done that?
Not yet, to my knowledge, no.
Okay. How much you want to make a little bet they don't?
I'm not going to make the bet with you because I don't disagree with you.
Well, okay. Don't you think then that because that situation is going on, don't you think then that that there ought to be some accountability when you enjoy some kind of special privilege that other people do not enjoy, which is that antitrust law?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Jay. And after Game 7, let's get the hell after that front office and the management. Right now, it's the day for the players, and let's focus on
Well, that. You know what? I think you can still focus on the players, but I think there are also questions that have to be answered. And it reminds me of these two burned-out sports talk show hosts who have been in this market forever. I'm not going to say who they are, but I think everybody knows who they are. And this is the case they're making yesterday on the air. Well, you know, let's get beyond these tickets. Oh, it's not about that. You know what? Yeah, okay, fine. But meanwhile, how about the people who sat there the day before and couldn't get any, and sat there yesterday and couldn't get any, and the whole thing was apparently poorly thought out and poorly executed? And what do you owe the public under those circumstances?
I'm not disagreeing with you, Jay. I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying today's not the
day. Yeah, you want to tuck it. So you want to tuck it for seven games, and you want to tuck it and let it go for seven games. And then after seven games, it'll just dissipate, and nobody will have to pay anything. And you're right. It's typical of what goes on in today's society, because nobody basically in today's society pays for anything that they pull off.
All baloney.
Oh, well, really? You think
true.
So? You don't think that's true? Okay.
Yeah.
Any major administration officials in jail?
Hey, now, someone's veering off the topic.
No, I'm giving you an example of people not being held for accountability.
Okay, listen.
How about the mother?
I'm getting you upset. I didn't mean to get you upset.
No, you're not getting
me
upset. You're not getting me upset. But I got a feeling you know that what I'm doing here is I'm going to push you into a corner in which you can't get out of because you know damn well it's true.
I'm agreeing with you.
I understand that, but you don't want to talk about it now. You want to shove it away. And do we disagree about that, yes or no?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And all I'm saying is shove it away, goes away, nobody says anything, it'll be gone. As a matter of fact, I'll make you a bet. I'll stop talking about it at 8 o'clock. Everybody else will stop talking about it, okay? And I guarantee you, after the World Series is over with, when it's done, and the Rockies have won, and all of the celebration has stopped, there'll be no more discussion about this, and I want you to be a man and call me back and tell me I was right.
Okay.
Is that fair?
You got it. Now, do you think that whipping up this storm now, do you think you have more of an effort of creating change within that organization than if you waited till after Game 7?
Yes, and I don't think I'm whipping up any storm. I think I'm doing what I should be doing, which is taking issues of local interest that people are interested in, that have value, and talking about them. Because if I don't do that, then we might as well just plug in some syndicated program and have that go. And you can have some guy from, like, New York talking to you.
Oh, no, Jay, come on. I support you. I listen to you. That's why I'm a caller, right? I support your show.
I'm not doubting that, but you asked me a question. I just thought I was answering it.
Okay, well, all right, fair enough.
Okay, so,
enough.
So I'm...
Go Rockies, I can't wait for that first pitch. Go Rockies.
Okay, I'm looking for your call.
You'll get it from me.
And I'm going to save this, by the way, and if you don't call me, I'm going to play it on the air and call you out.
Oh, okay, I like it.
All right?
I like it.
All right, brother.
I like the threat. Thanks very much.
See ya.
Bye.
Save that, John. Save that, John. Save it, save it, save it. Here's Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm wondering why nobody's bringing up the fact that the people that are actually selling the tickets were a third-party vendor that's contracted by Major League Baseball, not the Rockies, and that it isn't actually the Rockies organization that was selling the tickets.
Oh, I think that has been brought up, and I think that that's another example of where you want to do something, you engage in poor planning because the people who do it, they don't have their act together, and I would be interested to know why it is that nobody double-checked that, but I'd also be interested to know why they would shop the idea that they had been hacked when there are all these people coming out of the woodwork with all this expertise saying that, no, they hadn't been hacked, and if any major corporation's website gets hacked, 9 times out of 10, they go to the feds.
Okay, I disagree with the point that they've been hacked. They're not saying they've been hacked. They're saying that they had a focused attack from a computer network of computers that were, you know, I'll try to log in and buy tickets at the same time.
Being pinged like that is being fooled with, and is
denial of service.
Is being hacked, and they claimed that they had been hacked, and I read it in like numerous publications, and we had it all over the news. So don't tell me that's not what they claimed. I mean, if we're going to get into one of these things where it's not what they claimed, I suggest you go Google it out and see.
No. I'm not saying that they weren't fooled with. I'm saying they weren't claiming they were hacked.
They were claiming they were hacked. We had it on the news here yesterday. Malicious attack, which is hacking,
right.
And we had it all over this radio station, and we had it, and it was all over the newspapers. So don't turn around and try to change what they said. Now I feel like I'm arguing with somebody about Rush Limbaugh.
Right. So to me, that's a different implication because what they had was a bunch of ticket brokers who were trying to get in and buy tickets. Now, I don't think that that's ethical or right, but I also don't think it's the same thing as having your site hacked.
Well, you know what? Number one, it is hacking, and number two, even if what you're saying is true, and they did claim they were hacked. And even if you're saying what you're saying is true, then don't you think they'd be wise enough to sit down and say, let's see, if we put all this on the Internet, we're going to have a hard time with people who are going to try to cheat the system, particularly ticket brokers. Don't you think they would have thought that out? But apparently
not. I agree with you. I agree with you on that point, but it's after the fact now. And what I'm wondering is why we're not going after this Pacquiao Land Company, why we're so mad at the Rockies organization. They have nothing to do with the ticket sales.
Did they pay the bills?
Actually, they're contracted through Major League Baseball, not through the Rockies organization. They may be locked into that by the franchise.
Did they agree to it?
That may not be a choice. That may be their
Well,
vendor.
You don't know.
We don't know that.
We don't know that. We don't know what the answer is. And I go back to what I said before, which is, okay, you have a website, a major corporation, and it gets messed with, hacked, whatever term you want to use, you do something about it, and the fact is, they didn't do anything about it, because you know something? The story is not true.
We also don't know that they're not doing anything about it. It's not the Rockies website.
You know what? You don't think the news media would find anything out about it? I think they would.
I think they would,
because it'd be a major story. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your season tickets. 7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jamie. Overall, it's not a bad ride, although it's pretty stacked up just about wherever you are now. Includes our Thornton North Glen Drive, southbound I-25, downtown 58 to Spears, where you run into the delays. And 225 has been a little problematic throughout the morning. We do have heavy traffic between Parker and Mississippi on the northbound side. Crash activity southbound 225 right near Yosemite. Watch out also for a stall on the ramp westbound I-70 to Colorado. Weather outlook today. It's going to be a nice day. We'll get some breezes. Sunny skies, though, warmer with a high of 74. Right now, fair and 42. Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving morning, noon, and night. Just call in and carry out from
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars on auto insurance when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to start saving today, do I have to wait until my other policy expires?
Nope, that's a myth. Lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know this, but you can switch your auto insurance anytime.
You can switch your auto insurance anytime? Even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. No one should pay too much for auto insurance. Not a day longer than they have to.
I agree.
That's why thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
So if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just visit Esurance.com. You can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Design and decorating tips, and together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMae.net. That's MAE.net.
Want a new laptop? Want to get it for free? Because you can get a brand new name brand laptop. You don't even pay for shipping. And to get started, you just go to freelaptopreward.com. That's freelaptopreward.com. How does it work? Easy. Companies used to spend a ton of money advertising their products. Well, they finally figured out that instead of wasting millions of dollars on expensive, polished ads, it's cheaper for us to give away gifts like laptops to the public.
When I heard about freelaptopreward.com, I thought, no way. But I followed the instructions, and now I'm sitting here with my new laptop.
I got a brand new laptop. All I did was register with freelaptopreward.com and buy and try stuff I already needed.
I thought this was a joke until my laptop showed up.
To earn your free laptop, go to freelaptopreward.com and get yours with the completion of all paid program requirements. Laptops limited to one per household. Go to freelaptopreward.com. Freelaptopreward.com. That's freelaptopreward.com.
Example, 07 Chevy Cobalt, number 1093, 72-month buy, 6.9% APR, $1,499 due at signing plus tax, tag, and license with approved credit. Negative equity applied to new loan balance. If you currently own a 2001 through 2006 car, truck, or SUV, pay close attention. You may be paying too much. The Go Automotive Group announces a payment recall. All 17 Go showrooms are authorized to place you into a car truck for $179 a month. Shop all the major brands. Chevy, Honda, Ford, Buick, Chrysler, Jeep, Nissan, Toyota, and more. You'll see your low monthly payment up front on the Go Smart Choice. $179 a month. The Go Automotive Group payment recall is going on now. To see if you qualify for the payment recall, call 303-GO-CARS-GO. Click GoCarsAndTrucks.com or visit your nearest Go showroom immediately. The light's green. Go!
America's greatest band, Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. 20 new studio recordings on a specially priced 2-CD set for $11.88. Available only at Walmart October 30th or pre-order yours today at Walmart.com. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Thinking about rolling out of bed peacefully? Good morning, it's Jay and John, Turk, and the Beastie Boys. High day 75, sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. A couple of minutes left here, talking about the Rocky situation. And let's go to Mike in Arvada. Oh, I only got 30 seconds. Mike, 20 seconds, do it.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, thanks, Jay. Morning. I was just calling and saying, if we're going to be expending all this money to build these stadiums and, you know, increasing tax dollars on the citizens of the Denver County area and just Colorado in general, why not just buy the whole team and then we can reap the profits and then you've really got hometown spirit that way. You know what I mean?
Well, I agree. That's what the Green Bay Packers. The Packers are owned by the city of Green Bay, so you're on to something there. Mike, thanks, man.
All right, take it easy.
All right. Coming up. I gotta talk about Dennis Kucinich and UFOs. I gotta. I just have to. Don't put on too much after.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues?
Oh, that's a pain. Isn't that expensive, time-consuming? You fight rush hour traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
Cool. You'll save lots of dollars. MedVet's got a sale on new Impalas. Just $179 a month. A heck of a deal. The Chevy Impala is a great set of wheels. At MedVet Chevrolet Wheat Ridge and MedVet Chevrolet Castle Rock.
Impala C5686, 39 months, 10,000 miles a year, 22,683. Tahoe J81697, 12,000 miles a year, 41,048, 3,500 down, plus tax, title, fees, and first
payment. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. With forecast calling for hot desert winds to die down in the next few hours, fire crews hope today will be the turning point in their struggle to contain the wildfires that have created an inferno of glowing orange flame and thick gray smoke across Southern California. Fires have forced more than 800,000 people from their homes. Some, like Jim Burkhardt, are going back now to face grim reality.
It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
That's in Orange County, but CBS's Bill Whitaker tells us it's the same story in Lake Arrowhead, northeast of Los Angeles.
What you see is just the charred remains of many, many lives. I'm standing in front of a house that has some toys in the front yard. There's a house up the street that has a sled leaning up against the fence, and that's just about all that's left.
I'm Dave Price of Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, where this morning thousands of people are waking up in tents in their cars, wondering what the fate of their homes and property are. The area is filled with donated clothing and toys and books and food. And unlike at Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans just a few years ago, there seems to be a greater sense of organization.
Most people are cooperating with evacuation orders, but getting out on I-5 between Los Angeles and San Diego isn't easy.
As we were driving through, we were seeing 40, 50-foot tall flames. It was really intense on the side window of the vehicle.
A little rain hasn't done much to relieve the drought in southern states, so Georgia officials have told water authorities in 61 counties to enforce a 10% cutback in consumption. Environmental Protection Director Carol Couch says that's not asking a lot.
Everybody would use about 8 gallons less water. Now, I think that's achievable.
In Washington, Secretary of State Rice got a rude reception when she walked into a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing a short time ago. One arm-waving anti-war demonstrator walked up to Rice and got in her face. Police forcibly removed other protesters. While this is decision day for members of four UAW locals in the Detroit area, they're voting on the settlement that ended a six-hour strike against Chrysler.
I don't like it. I'm still undecided.
With the economic conditions and our new ownership of this company, I believe this is the best we're going to get.
This is the second day of meetings between airline executives and government officials on delays at New York's Kennedy Airport that have backed up flights around the country. CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us the government is serious about getting airlines to cut flight delays.
The Transportation Department has been conducting an investigation into which flights are delayed the most, and a spokesman says airlines may soon face significant penalties. The Air Transport Association criticizes the fines, saying no one has greater incentive than the airlines to move their flights on time.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 59 points. NASDAQ is down 27. This is CBS News.
When's the best time to save on service for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? Right now.
All right, now.
Hurry to your your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get a $50 gas card on us. That's a $50 gas card on us. And there's more. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. That's two great ways to save on the tires recommended for your vehicle. You'll also find fantastic savings on Motorcraft brakes, batteries, maintenance packages, and more. Plus, our Ford-trained experts use only genuine Ford parts. Right place, right prices, right now. Hurry, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event ends soon. Visit your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership right now.
Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer through 11307.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. After more than 6 years of watching the U.S. Constitution being trampled, Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton says she would consider giving up some of the executive powers President Bush and Vice President Darth Vader have assumed since taking office. If elected, Clinton says she'll look at how the administration has grabbed power. She made her comments during a rally yesterday at Metro State College in Denver that attracted thousands of supporters. Meanwhile, hubby Bill wooing the crowd up in Minneapolis.
You will never get a chance to vote for somebody who can make you a better president, make you prouder. And to throw it all in, she'd be the first woman president.
Elsewhere this morning, Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid and other senators say there are unacceptable delays in a government program to compensate Cold War-era nuclear workers who got cancer from exposure to radiation. Reid says ill and dying workers from the Nevada test site and Rocky Flats outside Boulder have been waiting for years for Uncle Sam to process their claims. And the Rockies sold out all three World Series games at Coors Field in 2.5 hours yesterday. One day after sales had to be suspended by a computer system crash blamed on people trying to hoard tickets.
We waited online for about an hour, and all of a sudden it just let us through. Actually, my buddy was watching the computer, and he was about to close it out because he had to go back to work, and I looked back, and all of a sudden he was in.
A team spokesman says tickets sold online at a clip of 100 and, or 1,500 per minute. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Watch out for a new crash as you try to get into downtown, southbound I-25, just north of I-70. We're seeing those delays right now between 58th and Spear. Of course, Thornton North Glen is still stacked up between 120th and 84th. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike delayed between Sheridan and Church Ranch. And we're seeing some of that heavy traffic now on eastbound side of 6 between Wadsworth and I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a sunny, breezy, and warmer day with a high of 74. Currently, fair skies, 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is now open. Get your season pass for just $259. Arapahoe Basin's new expansion, Montezuma Bowl, will open later this season. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com. Arapahoe Basin is now open, so get your season pass today.
When's the best time to save on tires for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? To your dealership during the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event. Right Now, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. The right price on the right tire. Installed by a Ford-trained expert. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details. Hurry, this event ends November 25th.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
K. Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want a chance to win $760? Go to am760.net and get involved in our Extreme Makeover White House Edition, and you too could pick up some bread. Plus, you can email us too at am760.net. And maybe I'll save these and read them after 9 o'clock. Because these all have to do with the Rockies ticket situation. So, there are a lot more people that are weighing in on this than a lot of you might think. But I have to do this topic. I have to talk about this. I have got to talk about this. First of all, This came, actually, I got to talk about these two things. This came yesterday. Now, for some strange reason, the GOP assumes that any talk radio station that's on the air is conservative. So they're extremely careless with what they send out. Careless in the sense that they mail it to the wrong people. John Turk got a hold of this. Somehow he's on the RNC mailing list. Now, this is how desperate these folks are. I mean, they really are desperate. I'm on a ton of Democratic mailing lists. How many of you are on Democratic mailing lists? I'm on a ton of them. Not only here at the radio station, but also my home email address. And my position basically on this is I'm not giving any money to the Democratic State Party, nor am I giving any money to the Democratic Party nationally. And the only money I am giving is to Congressman Udall's campaign for the Senate, Congressman Ed Perlmutter's campaign for re-election, and that's it. No more. Nothing. Because, I've said this before, I've discussed it with the Democrats. Not all of them, mind you. So I don't want to make a broad brush statement here. But I'm disgusted with some of them. And so I figure with the election cycle coming up, in a lot of ways, I'm just going to keep my head low and not do what I did last year. But in all the Democratic mailers I've ever gotten, both in the mail, by snail mail, and also with my email address, and also here at the radio station, I basically have never gotten any of them that have ever really been nasty. Most of them have just been straight out, outright statements of positions, or they've been appeals for money. And they've used concrete examples and facts of things that have happened over the last 6 years to point out the fact that we need very desperately to have a change. Well, this is what we got yesterday from the RNC. What do Halloween and politics have in common? Scary Democrats. Every year, the Republican National Committee has a hard time determining who is the scariest Democrat of the bunch. Just like the fall harvest, there's an abundance from which to choose. That's where you come in. We need your help in determining who the RNC should announce as the scariest Democrat in 2007. Please click here to play. We'll announce your choice before Halloween Day. Now, if you're a member of the GOP, you might call up and you might say, well, GJ, I mean, it's just a joke. What's wrong? Are you sensitive? Now, but this is an example of the tone that's set that I've been talking about now for weeks on end by the GOP. And I'm not talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about those of you out there who are just everyday members. I'm talking about the higher-ups, that this kind of stuff goes on, and that there are people, and maybe you're one of them, that this stuff appeals to. Like, this is so funny and this is so clever. See, my response to this would be, well, listen, this is all well and good, this little thing you're sending out here, but why don't we have a serious discussion about Iraq? Why don't we have a serious discussion about S-CHIP? Why don't we have a serious discussion about immigration without hysteria? Why don't we have a serious discussion about health care? Why don't we have a serious discussion about global warming? Why don't we have a serious discussion about education? Why don't we have serious discussions about any of these topics? I'll tell you why. Because you guys do not have any answers. As many faults as there are with the Democratic Party, as many times as the Democratic Party cuts and runs, as many times, and I use that term cuts and runs, because a lot of times that's what the Democrats do. They just lay down and they allow stuff to happen when they should be standing up and saying no. As many times as the Democrats do that, it pales in comparison to the fact that the GOP's leadership and that the congressional members of the GOP have failed miserably in their duty, which is to have oversight over the executive branch. You guys have just turned your backs completely and allowed us to end up in where we are in 2007 with a guy sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and a leadership of this country that is totally and completely out of control. and does idiotic and stupid things, like I talked about earlier. Now we're going to get finger-waving at Cuba today about what goes on in their internal affairs. And we're saber-rattling against Iran, and we're invoking World War III. But see, you don't want to talk about that, so you sent out this thing about the nastiest and the scariest Democrats. Okay. What? The people who are members of your party, what are they, about 13 years old?
Oh, let's pick somebody who's scary.
Why don't you stand on your merits? And I swear to you, as somebody who, I mean, I really do. I pride myself on being an independent thinker. I swear to you, I have never gotten anything like this from anybody in the Democratic Party. Neither state, nor national, nor any other state I've lived in. But there's this whole pattern, and you guys can't stay away from it. It's like you're addicted to it. You're addicted to the sleaze and nastiness. And you can't get yourself off of it. And you're like an alcoholic or a drug addict. You just can't leave it alone. You can't back down. You can't stop. And you can't stop in any way, shape, or form. And the people who speak for you can't stop. And they can't stop in private gatherings. And they bring things up. Boy, I wish I could name names. I wish I could name names. And I'll tell you what. My last day here, I will name names. If I get a last day, I will name names. I'll name names of the inappropriate comments that have been made by people in this building. One individual in particular who has made inappropriate comments thinking that it's a joke and thinking that it's funny. Ha, ha, ha. Well, I'll tell you something. It's not going to be so funny when the GOP gets its ass kicked in the elections. And I don't think we should take anything for granted.
Well, Jay, you know why this guy's so vocal is because he's worried, I think. You know? This is his heyday right now. He's worried.
What, this guy that has made the comments to us?
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's made the comments to us because he is like, and stop me if I've used this analogy on the air before. There's a certain amount of what we do here. There's a certain amount to what we do here that has an entertainment aspect to it. Used to be far more than what it is now. And you have the luxury of being able to come to work, and you have the luxury of being able to speak your mind, and you have the luxury of being able to entertain, plus maybe do some good along the way and maybe get something in. But it's a job. And like most jobs, I think, when most of you leave your jobs, do you take your job with you? And I'm not talking about thinking about your job, but I mean, do you want to go home or go to a social gathering or go to something and talk about your job, or do you want to talk about something else? Because no matter how concerned you are about things that go on, there are other things I'd like to talk about. Everybody's got hobbies, everybody's got families, most of us, everybody's got something going on, and you want to talk about it, or you want to think about it, or you want to get some kind of relief, don't you? Okay, when I worked in professional wrestling as a ring announcer, and Peter Boyles and I are always talking about this because Boyles did it too, those guys, when they were out of the ring, they were out of the ring. Unless they were in public, where somebody could see them. They were out of the ring. That was it. Classic example. Nikolai Volkov. Might remember him from the World Wrestling Federation, as they used to call it back in those days. Nikolai Volkov. In the supermarket, in the grocery store, in Salt Lake City. And he's standing there with then-referee Dave Hebner. Anybody remember Dave Hebner? And they're looking at produce, or no, they're looking at cans, canned food. And Mary walks up to Nikolai Volkoff and says, Nikolai, not knowing his real name, Nikolai, hi, how are you? I'm Mary Marvin. Nikolai Volkoff immediately realizes that there he is, a bad guy, and he's standing in public with the referee, Dave Hebner, so he goes into his Nikolai Volkoff act and starts pounding the cans around and talking with his heavy accent, and he's going through this whole shtick. And then Mary hips him up to the idea of who she is. She tells him. Oh, he breaks out in a warm smile. Yay's wife! And they start talking. Point of bringing this story up is this. Most of us know when to drop that stuff. Most of us know when to drop the act. Most of us know when to drop the veil. Most of us know when to give it up. Most of us don't do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. We've got something else going on. I've got conservative friends who do not agree with me politically, but I can hang out with them. Why? Because I don't have to talk about politics and social issues 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and there are times when I would like to just be out of here and not have to do that stuff. And I'm sure that in your job, in whatever you do in your job, I'm sure you feel exactly the same way. But these guys never give this stuff up. It's like they're in the ring 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they don't realize the inappropriateness of their behavior, and they just continue to keep doing it. And it just amazes me. It just amazes me. And I'm going to name names one of these days. And John Turk and I have both had it happen. John, am I lying about this?
No, not at all.
So I don't know if it's that they're desperate. What it is I think, I really believe this. I really, really believe this from the bottom of my heart. And I can get angry. You've heard me get angry on this radio station before. A lot of you have sent complaint emails about me getting angry, but I really think that this is the truth. I think that in order to be in that mindset and to be like those folks are, okay, and I'm not talking about those of you that are in the rank and file. I'm talking about those folks that are in the media, those folks that are in leadership, those folks that would send out an email like that about, oh, the scariest. You know what it is? You have to have some component of you that is angry and that is extremely mean. And we talked yesterday about this with Jameson Fosier. You've got to have some element in your personality that enables you to be that way towards people, that enables you not to think twice about other people's feelings, and that enables you to just stick your thumb down on somebody and to make their life miserable and to get mileage any damn way you can. I really believe that. I really believe that. All of us get angry. All of us get frustrated. All of us get aggressive. We all do it. Some of us more than others. I mean, I have type A behavior. I know that. They say that's bad for your health. And some of you are very, very laid back. Some of you never get aggressive. Some of you do not have type A behavior. Some of you are wired totally different. I understand that. But there's something about these people that they're wired this way. They are wired this way. And they can never give it up. And I'm going to give you the example the last time something hit. Well, we had two things happen to us. John and I go to a banquet. I've talked about this on the air. I'm going to talk about it again. John and I went to a banquet once. And when they said, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, this particular person turned to us and said, oh, you guys don't do that on that radio station. And what I wanted to say to that guy was, really? Why don't you explain to me how my uncle died? He took a bullet for this country in World War II. What do you mean we don't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? That was number one. And then number two, the other time was at a large gathering where this comedian, same guy, gets up and says, oh, sorry I'm late. There was a traffic jam. John Edwards was getting a haircut. And the crowd laughed.
You're forgetting a third incident.
What was the third incident?
Where all your favorites menu was deleted off your computer, and instead they put up stuff like Hillary Clinton is a
lesbian.
You know,
Just, yeah, that was another one.
They put up a bunch of lame favorites on your favorite barbecue.
Yeah, that was another one. Somebody came in here in the studio and fooled with the computer. We know exactly who did that.
We get a lot of that.
Yeah, and trust me, we get a lot of that, and that comes from the other side of the building. Okay, what is it about these people that are like this? Well, they are. They're like this. They're mean-spirited individuals. I feel sorry for them. I really do. And I'll tell you, you know what? Here's the thing. They think they're so smart. They think they got, they're so talented. They're so major market. Let me tell you, half these guys wouldn't last 10 seconds, okay? In places like Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, they wouldn't because they're Bush League and nobody would put up with that. And that's why the GOP sends this stuff out, because they're mean-spirited. They're mean-spirited. They are mean-spirited. All right. 823-23. I know, I'm ranting. I've been ranting a lot lately in the mornings, haven't I? Well, you know what it is? I'm totally frustrated. I'm frustrated at the fact that Democrats lack a spine. I'm frustrated at the fact that these folks keep getting away with this. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Whisk away your loved ones to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince, a young girl becomes a princess, and snowflakes and flowers dance. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition, the Great Russian Nutcracker. Two exclusive performances December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Get more information and purchase tickets at denvernutcracker.com.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
I love it. I love it. I really do. I was out there yesterday. What a great place to go. Selection is just marvelous. You've heard me talk about that. But you know what the other thing is? The other thing is they're just fun people to hang around with. So all my friends out there, Tom and Marvel Shear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, all of the gang out there, we just hung out. We had a really, really, really good time. That's what Rockies is all about. Rockies is an unusual auto store in that you, the customer, comes first. They have their matching down incentive and numerous ways to finance. They've got a huge selection of previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. I mean, they got some really great deals out there and some really great vehicles. They know how to buy cars. That's a fact. And they got people out there who are passionate about it, and they're dedicated to making your experience the best. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Why have they been around this long? Because they treat people right. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And if you come a little bit after 9, they'll stay and take care of you, and things will be absolutely fine. Check them out on the internets at RockiesAutos.com and join Shagman and Officer Odell at the Hellraiser Extreme Cage Fighting and National Western at the National Western Complex. Doors open this Friday, 7 p.m., October the 26th. Tickets are available at King Supers, TicketsWest.com, and for more information, go to PremierFighting.com. Rockies Autos, I'm telling you, they are the most unusual car store you will ever go to. Check them out. I think you're really going to love them. I know Mary and I do. 63rd and Federal.
Miraculous.
Phenomenon.
Paranormal. Those who have seen it don't know what to call it or how to explain it.
Phenomenon.
Tonight on NBC, you've got to see it. Uri Geller and Chris Angel bring you the most mind-bending competition ever seen, all in search of the next
phenomenon.
You won't believe your eyes. And it's live. The premiere of Phenomenon, followed by Bionic Woman in Life, all new tonight on NBC.
Let me tell you the short and sweet of sending a kid to college. Food from the Hood is an entrepreneurship program dedicated to sending kids to college. And all you have to do is go to a participating grocery store and buy Food from the Hood salad dressings. Then just think about all the kids you are helping by topping your salad with their famous all-natural, low-fat salad dressings from Food from the Hood. To learn more, visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. Also available at www.amazon.com.
I will be retirement age in 2008.
The White House is getting an extreme makeover next year, and AM 760 Progressive Talk is your place to get involved. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Nobody wins until 2008, but you can win $760 just for listening to my show weekday mornings at 720. Listen for your name. Call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you win. Register now at WhiteHouseMakeover.com. Get involved. Speak out on the things that are important to you, and you could be a winner. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Tiger Dave, where are you, brother? We haven't heard from you this morning. 8:29, 29 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and I had started out talking about that RNC thing. And you know what? We might as well work our way into the Pete Stark thing, too. Okay, Pete Stark made those comments, and then Pete Stark backed down. Why did he back down? Why did he back down? Why did Nancy Pelosi turn around and say what he said was inappropriate when I think what he said was absolutely true? Now, if you missed this, and don't talk about the fact that these folks in the GOP are inherently mean, but they, and don't sit out there and say, well, you know, you're out there whining that they're mean. And, you know, and I'm not scared of any of you, and I don't think anybody else is, but the fact is we're sick and tired of your BS. John, play the original Stark comment, and then, okay, we got to get this, and then we'll play his apology. He apologized. Why did he apologize? And this was during the S-CHIP debate. Why are we always saying we're sorry? Here's his original comment.
The Republicans are worried that we can't pay for insuring an additional 10 million children. They sure don't care about finding $200 billion to fight the illegal war in Iraq. But you're going to spend it to blow up innocent people if we can get enough kids to grow old enough for you to send to Iraq to get their heads blown off for the president's amusement.
Okay, I happen to think that's a true statement. I don't think George W. Bush gives a damn about any of our kids over there. Now here's Stark yesterday.
I want to apologize to my colleagues, many of whom I've offended, to the president's family, to the troops that may have found in my remarks, as were suggested in the motion that we just voted on, and I do apologize. And I, for this reason, I think that we have a serious issue before us, the issue of providing medical care to children, the issue of what we're going to do about a war that we're divided about how to end. I hope that with this apology, I will become as insignificant as I should be, and that we can return to the issues that do divide us, but that we can resolve in a better fashion.
Isn't that sad? Why do we go down this road? Why do we do it? And you know, Progressive Talk Radio is supposed to be an alternative to screaming white men on the radio, angry screaming white men. Right? Yeah, that's what we're supposed to be. Intellectual, elevating. No. What talk radio is supposed to be is about entertainment, but you know something? It's more than that. The time of all of this passiveness has got to stop. I say this every other day because I fervently believe it. Why did he apologize? Why do we always have to apologize? Why do we always have to say we're sorry? Why do we always have to feel recrimination for losing our temper and speaking out and saying something and showing frustration and just being tired of the stuff that goes on day after day after day? Why? 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 Why is it okay for them to do it, but it's not okay for us to do it, and we back down at every turn of the mile? And anything that goes on, we turn around and we say we're sorry. Even if they take our words and they twist them around, and they misuse them. Such as what happened to John Kerry, because he was only telling a joke. So what does John Kerry do? He goes on that Creep Imus' show, and he apologizes. What are you apologizing for? I mean, my God, we've got the leader of this country who can't speak plain English. Children's learn. Why did he apologize? Why do we always apologize? Oh, we're sorry. Oh, it's not the right thing to do. Oh, it's not moral. Oh, keep your voice down. Oh, let's elevate the conversation. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, this. That's not us. Blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, they're kicking us in the crotch every single day. They're beating on us, and we're going along with it like an abused woman. Not to say the men don't get abused, but we are. It's like, okay, we get up in the morning, beat us some more. Please, beat me. Kick me around. Beat me. Now, Sharon from Parker, who I got into it with a couple of days ago over Hillary Clinton, because I thought she was being unfair to the other candidates, I will say this. She made up this really great point, and I said it the other day after I'd gotten into it with her. She made this really good point. You know one thing about Hillary Clinton? One thing about Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton will stand up. Hillary Clinton will fight. When are we going to stand up and fight? When are we going to say enough's enough? Why are we going to stop apologizing? We get the worst kind of slurs. Here's one for you. Oh, I won't advertise on that radio station. They're too left-wing. What? I consider myself to be moderate, pretty much. But never mind that. It doesn't bother you advertising over the other radio stations. Man, I'm tired of their BS from A to Z. If they don't invoke, I'm wounded, outraged, blah, 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 over and over again, you know what? You know what? No more apologies for anything. Or they'll hide behind Jesus. Or they'll come up with some other thing. They'll hide behind the flag. Or they'll shop some other BS. Why do we have to be so damn civil? Why? Anybody want to answer that? Oh, my God, there's this guy on AM 760 in the morning. I can't listen to him. He's screaming. He's screaming. I've got to go to the classical music station. I've got to go to the jazz station. I've got to go to some other place. I can't take all this anger. You know what? That's one of your problems. You're not angry enough. You're not angry enough. I'm not suggesting you get out in the street with guns. That's ludicrous and that's absurd. But stop apologizing. Why are we always apologizing? All right, I got to stop. We got to get traffic. I keep bringing it up. I just can't figure it out. Why are we different? Why are we different? And why do we keep getting punched in the face? And you know something? If you want to go out and you want to get people's respect and you want people out there to vote for your candidates and you want people out there to respect you and to respect you for your point of view, don't sit there and sheepishly go along with it when they sit there and they kick you in the head. I've done it too. I'm here to tell you I'm not going to do it anymore. The next time this guy in this building runs that smack by on me, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take his freaking head off. How does that grab you? John, don't you feel the same way?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Yeah, just stand up and go, you know what, I don't care if it disrupts the event. Shut the hell up about John Edwards' hair, because if you want to get into John Edwards' hair, then we'll get into to Mitt Romney's makeup. And we won't stop there. We'll stop about, well, let's talk about Rudy Giuliani's three wives. I'm sorry, you're right, Senator. I can't join your club because I haven't been married enough times. 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, raving lunatic Jay Marvin and traffic with Gina.
All right, so dealing with that crash southbound I-25 north of I-70, watch out for that if you're trying to get into downtown. Had a couple of separate wrecks on Kipling right near US 285, so be careful at that intersection as well, and looks like we had a problem at Colfax and Airport. Otherwise, we are seeing a lot of recovery now around the metro area. Weather outlook today, expect a sunny day with warm conditions, high of 74, right now fair and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion, and fluffy eggs. And don't forget, Sonic's now open at 6 a.m. and serves a full menu all day. It's not just good. It's Sonic good.
Tom Hartman.
I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair
and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman program. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:38, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, I've gotten off the spark plug. I'm calmed down. My pyloric valve has slowed down. My heart slowed down. We're okay. Homeowners, the mortgage store, is bringing back one of the best programs ever offered. They're reintroducing their most popular program of all time, and it is. They're going to combine their 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with their exclusive 6-month payment freedom plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher and higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. You can consolidate all your bills into one new low payment and get 6 months of payment freedom. The mortgage store underwrites their own loans so they can say yes when others will tell you no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR won't last long, so don't wait. Don't sit around and hesitate on this. Call now, 303-423-7171. Eliminate the stress of rising payments. Call 303-423-7171. Don't ruin your credit with bankruptcy or so-called credit counseling. Call 303-423-7171. Open evenings until 8, 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Time for a new computer? As a Dell Premier partner, PC Answers expert consultants can help you decide which Dell is right for you. Delivered and set up at your home or office, fast, simple, painless.
Call 303-548-1414 or pc-answers.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Whisk your loved ones away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince, a young girl becomes a princess, and snowflakes dance. The 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Information and tickets at denvernutcracker.com.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. 8:41, 41 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 75. I'm bulking up. I'm muscling up. I'm working out. I'm ready. Come on. Here's my issue to, challenge to Dick Wadhams and the rest of you guys in the GOP. You want to get nasty? You want to fight? Let's fight. I'm not rolling over to you folks anymore, anytime, anyway. Coming up at 9:30, Senator Byron Dorgan from North Dakota will be here. He's introducing legislation about media ownership. Thank God somebody in the Democratic Party is waking up to this issue. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Boy, great show, and I think a really important. I think it was great what you did when you talked about those qualities of Republicans, but then you played Stark afterwards.
Yeah.
Because what fascinated me was I could tell, you know, you're disgusted with what you described as the meanness and the addictive nature, and they never give up on being this kind of person and all of that. But all of a sudden it hit me. don't you wish that Pelosi and Reid, as long as boys are dying overseas, that they would be never giving up, and, I should put Stark in there, too, that they themselves would be, you know, like junkyard dogs and never giving up and just go for the throat as long as they're pushing our boys off to those desert killing fields?
I think we ought to just stick it to them. What do you think about that?
That's what I meant by a junkyard dog. Knowing you, Jay, from listening for more than a year, I know when you are ready to stick it to somebody, if it was necessary, you would go all the way. If it was necessary to save lives, you would go all the way. I don't understand how people like Reid and Pelosi could have their jobs and get up every day and go to work and just say, we don't got the votes. And it's time for us to apologize, so let's drop the vote, this discussion, and let me take a few minutes. I don't know what for, even, but I'm going to apologize again for you today. The American people, I think myself, as crazy as it might sound, I think maybe if Bloomberg and Hagel go for it, there's going to be enough people disgusted with the way the Democrats are handling this. I think that third-party ticket, who would want another 4 years with Pelosi and Reid?
Yeah, trouble, though, with that third-party idea is, first of all, those guys aren't going to do it. And second of all, even if they did, all it would do is siphon off votes and it would help. I don't know, though, because they're Republican-based, those two guys. So I don't know what it would do, but it might make it difficult to achieve the kind of change you want to achieve. It may dilute the election. That's the problem with third-party. That's the trouble with third parties. That's the problem. That's the gamble. I think a lot of us would walk if there was some place to walk to, but there just doesn't seem to be any place to go.
You know, a long time ago, I was a delegate, a California delegate for Shirley Chisholm. I wasn't really thinking that she was going to win the election, but I sure walked tall after that. And I say, if your argument, I think, will definitely win me over. I'm not going to just give the Republicans the election by going for a third party, for sure. But on the other hand, if the Democrats are all talking about, maybe in another 4 or 5 years we're gonna protect the boys that are dying, it sure can push me. I don't know. I wouldn't want to see the other side win, and I might even vote for a Democrat I didn't respect. But I think I might want to go out and pound the pavement and try and get somebody in there who I think would speak with the passion that this cause deserves, because I was in the military myself, and I saw people get hurt. I do not know how Pelosi and Reid and people like Stark can. You have to admit, the issues are so huge. Like you said, the Republicans with their meanness never give up. We need, like, Churchillian people who, when they say never give up, never give up, never, never, never give up, if they wake up first thing every morning and they're on fire to get those boys out of that mess. And, the not having enough votes things, well, what about the point that if you don't send the funding and you tell the president that's it, why don't they do it?
Yeah, I don't understand why they don't either. And you know what? We need to get up every single morning ready to rumble. That's what we need.
That's it.
Michael, thank you, man.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, talk
Bye-bye.
To you. Yeah, why don't we get up every single morning and why don't we just get ready to rumble? And you want to know something else, too? I'll tell you something else, too. You know what? If we step over the line, don't get on there and say, oh, I'm sorry. Point out to John Boehner and point out to Rush Limbaugh and point out to all these folks out there, all these talking heads, O'Reilly and the rest of them. Point out to them. Well, you do it every single day. Nobody asks for your apology. Ron in Fort Collins. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. This is Ron in Fort Collins.
Hey,
I just a couple of quick points. I agree with you on the RNC sending that stuff out. It's nasty, but they're like sheep. They got to talk to a flock that they have blinders on, and they hear the bell and they go. And that's the way that's been. The Republicans are the best at winning elections, and that's how they do it. Nasty. Now it's time for the Democrats to jump down in that same trench and get their mitts dirty. Don't apologize.
Yeah.
I thought that thing that Stark said, that's what you're supposed to. You're not supposed to be insignificant in the Senate. You're supposed to be a leader. You were, and you apologized for it. that's crap.
Yeah, he's in the House of Representatives. And I agree. And I agree with you 100%. I mean, but I'm not saying that we should send out the same kind of stuff. But what I'm saying is that when we do, I mean, to me, Pete Stark was telling the truth. Why did he apologize? Why?
And I agree with you. If this guy comes out and says a crack about John Edwards' haircut, okay, let's put on eBay the arrest of OxyContin on Rush Limbaugh. Let's put that on eBay and see how much that gets.
Well, Ed Schultz had the best. Schultz had the best idea. Let's get Limbaugh's arrest record and auction that off on eBay.
Yeah, yeah. You mean that's what I mean about playing the same game. I don't mean get as filthy and mean as they are, but those kind of things, if they want to bring that kind of stuff up, that's easy to fight.
I mean, the next person who says to me, oh, I listen to Rush Limbaugh, I like Rush Limbaugh, I'm going to say, well, you know something, then you're stupid. They're going to go, well, how can you call me stupid? Well, because, let me ask you something. If you had a relative, an uncle, a brother-in-law, you had somebody in your household who had been busted for OxyContin, married three times, would you take advice from them on something?
He's a semi-educated blowhole. That's all that wants ratings. That's all he is.
Well, I mean, would you take advice? No, I wouldn't take advice from that guy.
No, he wouldn't even be at my dining
room. Oh, but he's just kidding. He's so funny. Okay, fine. I was just kidding, and I'm funny.
Yeah.
Same thing. Boy, am I bitter? Am I angry, Ron? You bitch, I'm bitter and I'm angry.
Well, what won, Viagra or OxyContin on his hearing loss?
Oh, I haven't done that topic yet. I swear to you, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
We need to do a poll on that.
We are. What causes hearing loss first, Viagra or OxyContin? You ever see those things that are attached to the back of his head? I've said this before. I saw him once in Chicago. I really wanted to walk up to him and go, bang, like one of those wrestling moves where they hit you on the side of the head and smack his ears.
Yeah.
And see what it would do to him. Walk up to him and go, hey, Rush.
He's a peach.
Heard of your man time steamroller lately? Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You can't hear music because you have digital ears because you abused yourself into hearing loss. You know what? I mean, come on, man. I'm ready to put the bayonet on. What about you?
Yes, I am. It's not anymore do as I say, do as I do. It's do as I do now.
Right on, Ron. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, let's roll against these people. Let's roll against them.
Oh, but Jay, come on. I don't want to hear all this. I really want you to talk in calm, dulcet tones, and I really want you to just elevate the conversation. Like,
oh, okay, you mean, like, okay, so book on some book author who will talk about some ethereal theory about economics, or get on the air and intimate that George W. Bush has some connection to, and Blackwater has some connection to the San Diego fires? No. I say let's roll on these people. I say let's roll on them. They make the comments, fine. They punch, we punch back. We don't need to be Mahatma Gandhi. What we need to be is Muhammad Ali. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour. Floyd Merriweather. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, Gina, traffic.
Thank you, Jay. Well, with the exception of a crash we have in the cleanup stage of Southbound 25, right around I-70, we're doing a lot better. Southbound I-25, just seeing those delays now between 104th and 84th, and we do have a lot of traffic still on our eastbound routes, including 6th Avenue, Wadsworth to I-25. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, not too bad, just lined up a little bit at Federal. It's the westbound side that is struggling through Broomfield. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a sunny, breezy, and warmer day with a high of 74, looks like tonight. Fair skies and a low of 42. Right now, 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. I was pretty fed up doing things the old-fashioned way, waiting for an office to open, waiting for things in the mail.
But now, you don't have to.
That's right, because of Esurance.
Affirmative. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and compare it to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save hundreds at Esurance, and they save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly, online.
Quote by print, instantly at Esurance.
With saving on auto insurance that easy, it's no surprise that thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Until next time.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Save time and money when you get your quote at Esurance.com today.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, probiotics.
There's flaxseed oil.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured. The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Cars and Trucks. Or visit your nearest Ghost showroom immediately.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The lights green. Go!
8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Boy, my life has undergone massive changes in the last year. Shed all this weight and working on the last 30 pounds. That's one change. Introduced you last Friday to Keith Bailey, who trains me. And I'm up to like riding my bike 12 miles a day. Walking 7 miles, that's another change. Here's a third one, LASIK. Yep, last Friday I went to Icon LASIK Center. Now, I've been talking about Icon forever, and I went, and I had LASIK surgery done. It was easy, it was painless, and they are the most conscientious, careful, and nicest people that you'll ever deal with. I can't say enough about Icon LASIK. If you're tired of your glasses, and just admit it, most of us really are, then you gotta call Icon LASIK. They got various ways to finance. All credit types welcome. They use the latest equipment like Intralase, Bladeless LASIK, but they know what they're doing, and they can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye. I'm telling you something. Don't hold back. Call them. These guys are great. Doc Anderson and the folks there, they know what they're doing. And I see perfectly today. I can see John Turk's ugly face. No, just kidding, John. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internets at Icon Online at Denver Icon. Icon. Check them out online at IconDenver.com. That's IconDenver.com. See them today.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-653-4896. That's 1-800-653-4896. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-653-4896. Call now.
You called me to breathe.
Ooh, yeah.
I keep low and low.
8:56, 56 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up at 9:30, Senator Byron Dorgan. Right now, we're talking about the RNC and their nasty Miller and just their nasty, nasty attitude. Now, should I go to this guy who's a professional provocateur? Should I put him on, John, or should I go to the legitimate people? Which, John? I can't. Eddie in Littleton. Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, I don't think of myself as a professional provocateur, but I'll make a run at it here. You know, I agree with Stark's ability to complain about the war, how the money could be used for health care. I don't see any problem with that. That's a disagreement. But to actually say and believe that the president is amused by these boys' death or takes pleasure in it, I think you just have to be sick to put forward that thought and then to support it like you are. I don't understand that.
All right. I'll tell you what, Eddie. Let's play your game for 30 seconds, which is all I have left. All right. He's wrong. He should apologize. But I'll tell you what. We'll have him do that, and I'll do that, and all the rest of us will do it when you guys go first, because you've got years and years and years of sick behavior, starting with Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, Bill O'Reilly. I mean, the list could go on. Are you prepared to apologize first? Prepared to apologize first? No, you're not prepared to apologize first. So crawl off back into your hole, you scumbag. Okay? You brain stem, you stupid cockroach, because that's how you people are. Oh, outrage, outrage. No, Eddie. You apologize first, Eddie. You first, baby. Hey, come into the water. It looks good. Really?
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain. Isn't that expensive, time-consuming? You fight rush hour traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
Since taking office, she says the administration has ignored checks and balances, disregarded the separation of powers. She made her comments during a big rally at Metro State College in Denver that attracted thousands of supporters.
Well, they're gone.
All three games are officially sold out.
Rockies selling out all three World Series contests at Coors Field in 2.5 hours, one day after sales were suspended by a computer system crash.
But occasionally it would just kick me out completely and I'd have to go back.
Seems the computer system was overloaded Monday by powerful computers programmed to constantly generate those five-digit codes meant to prove an actual human is trying to buy tickets.
In the flames raging across Southern California, more than a dozen wildfires fanned by gusting Santa Ana winds have now burned over 640 square miles, destroying 1,300 homes, triggering the evacuation of nearly a million people.
It's hard. Never going to come back here again. Nothing to come back to.
That woman named Brittany lost her home near San Diego. In San Diego County alone, officials now put the damage toll at more than $1 billion. Some families have been allowed to return to their neighborhoods. CBS News correspondent Hattie Kaufman went along with several of them.
You went from being asleep to 20 minutes. You got to get out of your place. There's a fire you can see.
So from asleep to in the truck and up the road and out.
Called the parents, asked them what we should grab and grab important documents and all the photo albums.
About 9,000 evacuees have set up residence at San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium. CBS's Dave Price is there.
It's a mixture of a tent city and a drive-in. People are lined against the walls in small camping tents. People are sleeping in their cars right outside of the stadium walls. There are still piles of clothes and children games.
Thousands of firefighters are battling these infernos for a fourth day. Here's CBS News correspondent Harry Smith.
These guys have been going for more than 70 hours in some cases, and literally where we are, there are firemen asleep on top of their fire trucks. They're just collapsed with exhaustion. And the thing is, while so much equipment and so many personnel have come in from out of the area, it's still not enough.
New shocks in the housing industry last month. Walter Maloney with the National Association of Realtors says ongoing turmoil in the mortgage markets meant another downturn.
September existing home sales fell 8% to a pace of a little over 5 million, and that's running 19% below a year ago.
And the median home price fell more than 4% to $211,700. It happened while Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was on her way to the witness table. Rice preparing to testify before the House Foreign Affairs Committee when she was approached by a woman. Security moved in quickly and was taking the woman from the room when she shouted,
"Roll out, take her to the head!"
It's cyberspace teaming up with ink and paper. HarperCollins and MySpace are collaborating on a book promoting a greener world. The publishing company's Brenda Bowen says it will include suggestions from MySpace users.
The book is a call to change. It's asking teens and tweens to rethink their behavior and to consider the environment in every aspect of their life.
Bowen says they hope to have the book in stores by April 22nd, Earth Day. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is way down, off 134 points, and the NASDAQ is off 54. This is CBS News.
What's the worst thing about buying a used car? Could it be the uncertainty of not knowing what you're really getting? Bingo. Now, I have an answer. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained, late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Did the comfort level just go up in here? Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
Hi, you've reached Sheila. I'm out sick, but if your call's important, please contact David at extension 3225.
Hi, you've reached David. Unfortunately, I'm not feeling too well today.
If your workforce isn't there to do the job, the work isn't getting done. That's where patient-centered primary care comes in, an advanced level of prevention to address one of the biggest costs in business today, chronic disease. It's how IBM employees save 26% off their healthcare costs. A message from the American Academy of Family Physicians, aafp.org/value.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we've had a crash late morning one. Watch out for it. The northbound lanes of I-25 right near Alameda. We are still seeing some delays if you're on I-25 coming out of the tech center from about Evans all the way through the bridges. We do have eastbound C-470 still fairly congested from Broadway toward I-25. And we're also seeing some of those delays that continue along your 225 stretch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The right price on the right tire. Installed by a Ford-trained expert. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details. Hurry, this event ends November 25th.
This is the J. Marvin Show. J. Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Glenn Beck, Dr. Laura, Ann Coulter, Tucker Carlson. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just naming off names of GOP talking heads who should apologize for Eddie Littleton's benefit. Yeah, Eddie, that was strange that you just wouldn't apologize first, but you think Pete Stark should apologize. All right, we got Senator Byron Dorgan coming up on the half hour. Now it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. You want to continue on this? Okay. 9:06, 6 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 75. Okay, yeah, you're right. In the interest of intellectual discourse, I should not have called Eddie Littleton a scumbag, a cockroach, and a brainstem, but you know what? It felt great. What I should have said was, Eddie, you're a hypocrite. Let's go to Joe in Aurora. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I hope I'm not the provocateur that you were talking about earlier. I don't consider myself that.
No, that was Eddie and Littleton.
Okay. Well, look, I totally feel how you're frustrated with the situation around the workplace. I mean, that's just some sophomoric behavior. But a couple of expressions that we used to say in the military might really serve you here well, really well right now, Jay. The first one is when you get into a trough to so with a pig, soon after a while you realize the only one that's having any fun is the pig. Okay? That, you know, this kind of behavior, the things that they did to you at your workplace, I can really see you jump down their throats and rip out their tonsils. But it's not going to serve you any good. It's not, you know, for them to ultimately change you and change your personality and have that kind of impact, none of us should allow anyone to have that kind of impact on us.
But then on the other hand, why should we lay down and take it? Why should I lay down and take it?
I totally get that. I totally get that. It's just that you can't, you know, you made a great suggestion or you made a great comment earlier about we shouldn't be the Gandhi. We should down be more like Ali. And you know what? I totally get that. But how do we end up ultimately helping ourselves by becoming more like them? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not advocating that we become more like them. What I'm advocating that we do is that we don't back down. We step up to the plate. We call them on it. And when we make a statement, we stand behind it instead of constantly running away and saying, oh, good, I'm sorry. You want to know something? I don't think George W. Bush cares about any of those kids. I don't think he cares one damn bit. I think he cares about himself. I don't think what Pete Stark said is wrong.
I totally agree with you on that. And what I'm saying to you is rather than focusing our energies on the sophomoric stuff, in order to combat the big things, and this is what I was going to ask you about, because you may actually know more about this, is the way we can get at the Republicans is fundamentally hitting them where it hurts. And where we can hit, and where we can hurt them is at this election. And I'm telling you right now, I really think that if there was a movement afoot among independents and progressives to register as an independent out here in this state and go into their primary and vote for Ron Paul, if we could do that.
We don't have primaries here. We have caucuses. So you got to be you have to be a member of that party. Now we could. You're right. I mean, it's not. You know, we theoretically you could turn around. We could turn around and register as Republicans, and show up at their caucuses and disrupt them in the fact of you're right, caucusing for Ron Paul, caucusing for somebody who we know damn well doesn't have a chance.
That goes beyond the name calling. That's direct impact. I know a number.
But I'm not favoring name calling. What I am favoring doing is I am favoring standing up. And I am favoring taking them on and stop allowing them to sit there and just whip the crap out of us every single day. And that when you do confront them head on and you do want to rumble with them, that what you get from people on our own side is, oh, well, elevate the conversation, elevate the tone, blah, blah, blah. The same old go along to get along attitude. And has that worked for us? No, it hasn't worked for us. And they've been pulling this BS off forever and a day. And it's time to draw the line and say, you know what, that's it. I mean, these people are nasty. They are mean. There's something about them. I don't understand what the meanness and the cruelty is that they possess.
Their boss, the big enchilada in charge in the White House right now, has got them by the short hairs. And here's what I'm saying, Jay.
But they were like that before he ever got elected. They were like that when he ran. They're like that when other people ran. You know what? They do it. They do it on a continuing, constant basis.
As befuddled as we are as Democrats at the behavior of our leadership, we're going to really find out, I really believe in years to come, that it wasn't that Bush, you know, people are wondering how it is that he's managed to keep these Republicans in line. None of them have even slightly stepped out of bounds when it comes to the war. And what's going to happen is in a few years we're going to find out that it wasn't the Democrats that Bush was intimidating. It wasn't the Democrats that Bush had by the short hairs. It was his own party.
Well, that's true.
That's true,
but that has nothing to do with their everyday attitude. It has nothing to do with the fact that they are inherently mean-spirited, selfish, and nasty individuals, and nothing is above them from making racial cracks, stereotypes, telling lies, doing the worst of the worst, and we sit back and just go, oh, okay, well, that's not us. We're not going to do that.
A lot of these Republicans were the kids that didn't go to prom. They always got chosen last to play basketball. They didn't get the hot chicks. These people were frustrated through puberty. Okay, so, I mean, mean, as far as that goes, I mean, you're talking about a whole laundry list of problems that they have. This is why I'm telling you. I mean, part of me, as angry as I am, you have to be saddened at how pathetic they've become. These are so.
I'm past being pathetic. You know what, though? I'm past being pathetic. I'm past being sad about how pathetic they've come. I'm tired of being victimized by their crass BS, and that it just gets away, and nobody says a damn thing. I'm tired of it.
Okay, my last quote then, okay? This is from the military now. Sometimes the best revenge is survival.
I'll give you a quote from a mob figure. The best revenge is served cold.
Okay, Jay.
And let me tell you something, man. I'm going to be the chef. How does that grab you?
Okay, you're good. I'm good. And you know what? Now that you're in such great health, and I'm glad to hear that, and you're taking phenomenal care of yourself, at least the best revenge is survival. You're surviving, you're thriving, and you're going to be there at the end of the day, okay, when George Bush is out of office and no one but his cronies wants to even hear him, let alone see him. Trust me, you'll still be standing strong. Liberals and progressives who've kept their integrity intact, who've kept their ethics intact, they will be standing strong, and you'll see basically the detritus that remains of most of these Republicans. You'll be able to stand over that. But I just want to caution you to not become more like them. None of us benefits from that, Jay. You take care.
All right, thanks. Well, I just don't agree with you. I think we should go after them. I think it's time to rumble. Time to rumble. That's what I think. Time to get it on. Time to get it on. And why Pete Stark chose to apologize is beyond me, because I certainly wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it at all. And I never would have apologized. Never in 1,000 years would I apologize. And I got people asking me who the talk show host, who the individuals in the building was that I was talking about. I got all these emails. And I think, you know, that's how we had to start the morning every morning. Don't you think? John? No, how we should start the morning every morning is let's get ready to rumble.
The Michael Buffer? is that what you want?
I don't know. Maybe that's what we need for a show opener. We need some kind of appropriate song that has something to do about that. Don't you think?
Brian Setzer did a good song called Rumble in Brighton, which is pretty decent. It's like an old 50s fight song.
Yeah, I want something overpowering.
Fight the power, Public Enemy.
That has some stuff in there that's a little obscene, though, doesn't it?
I don't know. I could preview it and check it out.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. It does. It does. We need something. We need something that we can pull off without getting in trouble. It's the new message of this show. That's what it is. Or how about the Who? We ain't going to take it anymore. What about that one? Do we have that? The Who are not going to take it anymore?
That's not the title of the song. I know what you're thinking of, but I'm trying to figure out the tune.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well.
You mean we won't get fooled again? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I don't think so. I don't think
you're
that's
not,
the song.
Twisted Sister did the song We're Not Going to Take It.
Ooh, D. Snyder and Twisted Sister? Do we have any Twisted Sister? Do we have that song? Maybe we should preview that. Maybe this should be the opening theme of the show every hour. I like that. We can run the Pete Stark thing over the beginning of it. Most obscure radio station in the world declaring war on the GOP. My new model is I want a candidate who can rumble, not stumble. You right-wing freaks out there, you want to talk smack? 303-713-7600. I'll buff you around. Let's get it on. Understand this. I don't burn incense. I don't drive a microbus. And this isn't 1967. Yeah, see, we need to listen to this every single morning. We need to repeat this to ourselves every single day. We are not going to take it. Progressives, liberals, independents, moderate Republicans, tweeners, teeners, Generation X, baby boomers, Social Security collectors, we are not going to take it anymore. You want to deal on the issues? Okay, we'll have a relatively civil conversation. You want to smear and lie? Fine. You want to get down? Good. Good. Because we're working our brains out. We're working our brains out. We're mentally doing gymnastics every single day. We're pumping up. We don't need to take human growth hormones like you freaks. We're naturally empowered. We're going to kick some rear. Oh, but what you're talking about is so divisive. No, I didn't start it, but I'm going to finish it, and you should feel the same way. It's going to rain hard in 08 at the ballot box, Dick Wadhams. It's going to rain hard at the ballot box, Bob Schaefer. It's going to rain frickin' hard at the ballot box, Marilyn Musgrave. We're sick and tired of your BS, and we are not going to put up with it anymore. So pack your bag, your days are over with, and stop telling lies about us. And I'll tell you something else, too, this whole thing about, you guys don't like capitalism and you don't like money. Hey, I'll stack my vehicle against anything you drive any day of the week. I like money, and I've got plenty of it, and I don't mind bragging about it. I got a fat wallet. I like money. I like hot cars. I like a fat lifestyle, and I contribute to progressive causes.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
This just in, we have some breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sheerance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Are people panicked, special agent?
Some are, but not the thousands of drivers who switch to Esurance every week.
Is there an end in sight?
Fortunately, I think we've stopped it in time. Overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
When you get your quote from Esurance, you can compare rates instantly online. Esurance also helps you buy the policy right away.
Even if the policy's not from Esurance?
Yep, whichever policy is priced right for you. Take that.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from taking over the world.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Make it your mission to get a fast, free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Late model, cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, but the treatment's there too. Man, wouldn't it be nice just to go somewhere? They don't treat you with any BS. They don't try to jack you around. They don't try any of those kind of games. Don't you like the idea of that? I like the idea of that. Rocky's Autos, check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Matching down incentive and various ways to finance. Check them out. Rocky's Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. And join Shagman and Officer Odell at Hellraiser Extreme Cage Fighting at the National Western Complex. Doors open at 7 p.m. on Friday, October the 26th. Tickets are available right now at King Supers and TicketWest.com. For more info, go to PremierFighting.com. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Today we're talking with Dolores from Aquint, who specializes in interpreting the groans of marketing people. Dolores, how about a demonstration? Try this one.
He needs help with interactive projects, but there's a hiring freeze. She's going to miss an important deadline if she doesn't find some designers fast. A key member of her marketing team is going on maternity leave.
Impressive, but is there a cure?
Absolutely. Just call Aquint to find and hire the contract marketing specialists you need for as long as you need them. Aquint's professionals are top-notch, pre-screened, and just as good as full-time hires.
Hmm.
Translation? Job insecurity.
No.
Denial.
Oh, Mama.
Oedipus complex? Please, take my card.
Find out how Aquint can turn your marketing groans into sighs of relief. Call 877-2-A-Q-U-E-N-T or visit aquint.com/Denver today.
Yeah, we're not going to take it. We're not going to take it.
Quantums, we're not going to take it.
Hey, not going to take it.
We're not going to take it anymore.
We're not going to take it.
Quantums, you can come to my back door. Put your hand out, and you'll get nothing, because we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. We are not going to take it anymore. 9:25, 25 minutes after 7. Sunny high today, 75. I'm declaring my independence. I don't want any more wimp Democrats. I don't want any more wimp anything. We're not going to take it. This is the way it is. Let's bulk up. Let's get it on. Wiss in Denver. Wiss, you're on AM 760.
Hey, guy.
Hey, man.
Oh, you're sounding good.
I appreciate it.
And that last guy, I know who that is. That's one of my people. All this laying down. But what I really called to tell you about, I don't know whether you get a chance to listen to Hannity and also this Bill O'Reilly. You see what them people hire people to go out and look up all the negative stuff they can about the liberals, and then here they come with it. Just like Bill O'Reilly was talking about this boy that was honored with the Medal of Honor.
Right.
And he got to talking about the CNN didn't put it on, and NBC didn't put it on, and blah, blah, all these people. That just goes to show you that they don't care about the soldiers. And that's Bill O'Reilly has said, not to Texas, but people getting all up in people's faces to... And Bill O'Reilly went so far as to get teachers and principals fired You know, and this guy comes talking about, man, I'm so glad you're out here preaching this, and maybe we can get some of these wimp Democrats and these wimp Republicans, because the problem is this. The man is doing all this stuff because he's got all these people coward. And as far as the Democrats concerned, Pelosi?
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi.
She ain't got no business leading nothing. I get so sick and tired of that woman getting on there apologizing and going on. And look at so, and this man, after he said what he did, and I don't know what you remember about the senator from Illinois when he made
Dick Durbin.
When he made that statement, and then he come back and apologized. And I'm just like you, man. I am so tired of these people speaking facts and then come back and apologize to some, and then these other people get on there and don't apologize for nothing. So, man, all I got to say is keep up the good way.
Hey, Wiz.
A-okay.
Hey, Wiz.
All right.
Let's go after him.
Yeah, let's go.
You're number one, man.
Keep up the good work, man.
You're number one, brother.
All right. Later.
Appreciate it. All right, Wiz in the house, and he says, let's go for it. And I agree. Enough is enough is enough is enough is enough is enough is enough. Is enough. As enough is enough is enough is enough. I just can't say this. I can't repeat it enough. And if you're active in the Democratic Party, you should go to your meetings, you should go to your party events, and you should raise this up and say, we're tired of allowing these folks to just run over us any way they think they can. And they're always talking about, oh, you guys are whining. No, you want to know something? They're whining. They are professional victims. That's what they are. They are professional victims. Go listen and hear them. They're professional victims. They whine, they cry, they operate on a double standard. They are professional victims. And we're not. And we're not going to be. We are not going to be professional victims. Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota on media ownership. What a great, thoughtful guy. We'll talk to him next. 9:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Gina, with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we were dealing with a crash right around northbound I-25 at Colfax. Actually, it was a car fire, so just watch out for some activity there. We had a car versus semi on the ramp from westbound I-70 onto 270, so a couple of late morning issues. Otherwise, we seem to be in pretty good shape. Just watch out for some slower traffic on eastbound C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today, it will be sunny, a little breezy, and definitely warm with a high of 74. Currently, fair and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shea Homes is known for quality construction and customer service, and from now until the end of October, it's your chance to...
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199. And no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Whisk your loved ones away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince, a young girl becomes a princess, and snowflakes dance. The 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Information and tickets at denvernutcracker.com.
America's greatest band, Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. 20 new studio recordings on a specially priced 2-CD set for $11.88. Available only at Walmart October 30th. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Seven 60 Progressive Talk. High today, 75. Yeah. Aren't we ready to get down? We're ready to get down. Jay Marvin along with you. AM760.net email. And also, you want to win $760? Get in on the White House Extreme Makeover. It's Extreme Makeover White House style. At AM760.net. But you got to be a member to do this. So you need to go there at am760.net and you need to sign up for it. And get it taken care of. And get involved. Because you never know. Boy, there's just a bunch of stuff we didn't get to this morning. There's a bunch of stuff that I did not have a chance to talk about that we'll try to shuffle off into tomorrow. And we're waiting for Senator Byron Dorgan to call us. Which, sometimes they get busy, tied up. And they don't come through. So we're hunting Senator Byron Dorgan, and we're hoping to get him on. And I really have talked to other elected members of Congress about this subject of media ownership rules. And it's like you don't get – it's like it, with most of them, they acknowledge that it's a problem, but you don't really get anybody who really is willing to do anything about this. And the thing that makes this legislation kind of interesting – is that not only is Senator Byron Dorgan involved in it, but also Trent Lott from Mississippi. Senator Trent Lott from Mississippi is also involved in it. So that kind of makes it interesting in that it's bipartisan. And it shows that you know what? Parties can't work together. And I'm sure that some of you who have heard me talk here in the last couple of minutes about we're not going to take it and we're going to stand up, that doesn't mean we can't work with people. That means you can't get things done. But if you want respect, you have to give respect. If you're not willing to show respect, you're not going to get any respect in return. I think that's basically what I'm talking about. I think it's basically what I mean. No, I don't think it. I believe it. Okay? You want to sit down and have a reasoned conversation. Well-grounded in the facts. Willing to explore out-of-the-box ideas on how to solve problems. Fine. That's okay. Because nobody, I don't care whether they're right, left, in the middle, nobody has 100% of the He's voting right now, so he's going to call us as soon as he's done voting. But let me finish this, John. Nobody has 100% corner on the truth. We don't have it. The people on this radio station don't have it. The people on the other radio stations don't have it. The members of the GOP don't have it. The members of the Democratic Party don't have it. Those of you that are committed to no party at all, or a third party, you don't have it. The truth is always somewhere in the middle. And here's what prevents things from getting done. What prevents things from getting done is extremist behavior. That's what prevents things from getting done. And this country has swung too far to the extreme. And it's time to balance it back out. And extremist behavior affects everything. And we're ripe with extremist behavior, and we're also ripe with corruption. And we've got those two elements going on. And what we've got to do is we've got to return this country to some degree a governable, livable sanity. Being conservative is fine. There's nothing wrong with being conservative. Conservatives have a lot of good points. And furthermore, let me tell you something. I don't think there's anybody in this country, at least they shouldn't be this way, no one in this country should want to live in a one-party state. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Don't we agree with that? I mean, do you want this to be a monolithic situation? I don't want it to be a monolithic situation. We've had a monolithic situation in the last 6 years, and we've had it in the Congress since 1994. Are we any better off for it? No. That's the difference between where I'm coming from, or where I think a lot of you are coming from. That's the difference. We don't view other people as being our enemy. We disagree with them. But we are not going to let them mistreat us. We are not going to let them sit there and whip us into a corner. And I hope people understand that. All right, it's 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour. Let's go to the phone and welcome a proud alumni of DU and a senator from North Dakota, one of my favorite places. My family's from Bismarck. Here's Senator Byron Dorgan. Senator, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Well, happy to. Good morning to you. And I am a proud alumni of the University of Denver. I had an MBA degree from that university.
You know, it's great. I mean, you're another alumni from here who has done good.
Well, I don't know about that, but anyway, I'm proud to serve in the Senate. It's a great privilege.
Yeah, and you're also the author of a great book called Take This Job and Ship It, How Corporate Greed and Braindead Politics Are Selling Out America. And I urge everybody to read that. You know, there are Democrats I don't like, and I don't mean to suck up to you, but I'm going to tell you something. I've been trying to talk to various Democrats, congressmen, senators, about the issue that you're talking about forever and a day here, and can't get anybody's attention. And finally, and I know you've been looking at this for a long, long time, finally, somebody, which is you, you're going to stand up and say, wait a minute, these ownership rules are ridiculous. Explain a little bit about what your legislation is going to do and what you hope to do.
Well, these issues are about the ownership of radio, television stations, and newspapers. And the Federal Communications Commission governs those rules. And here's what they did a few years ago. They said they're going to change the rules so that one company can own more. And they decided it would be okay in America's largest cities for one company to own 8 radio stations, 3 television stations, the newspaper, and the cable company. Well, that's not okay with me. I mean, I think that's nuts. And this concentration that's going on in radio and television, and then the suggestion that there be cross-ownership so that newspapers can own radio and television stations, I think that's counter to the interests of what we have always expected from our media, and that's localism, reporting things that are going on around this country on a local basis.
I see what Sam Zell's trying to do in Chicago. I mean, I see that he's trying to keep the Tribune there. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that responsibility, he also picks up two other Chicago institutions, which are WGN Radio and WGN TV. So I understand that part of it. But I also, from being in this business for 30 plus years also understand. And I could be crawling out on a limb saying this to you, but I believe it's true, and I wish you would that the Senate would look into this. And the only way you're ever going to get this done is to call people in this industry and subpoena them so that they're forced to get in front of you and tell the truth. This consolidation and this lack of localism and consolidation is ruining and has ruined this business.
You know about voice tracking, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Give an example. A guy sitting in a basement in Baltimore, Maryland, and he's saying, it's a great day here in Salt Lake City. What a wonderful morning. The sun's up, traffic's light. We're going to have a wonderful day in Salt Lake. He's pretending to be in Salt Lake City while he's broadcasting over a Salt Lake City station. But, in fact, he's not there at all. This is out-of-state ownership. They're hiring a guy to do voice tracking to a number of different stations. In my judgment, that undermines the whole point of licensing broadcast companies to serve the local interests and the local good. But I think what the FCC has done in the past and what it looks like it's going to do in the next 2 months is to represent the most significant cave-in to big corporate interests I've ever seen. And I'm trying to stop it, and I've got some allies here in the Congress. The last time they did it, I led the opposition. We got a vote in the Senate opposing the FCC. So we're gonna keep at this. But the Federal Communications Commission is burrowing down there, trying to relax these ownership limits, so we have even more concentration in radio, television, and also in newspapers.
Now you've got Senator Trent Lott aboard with you, and he's a Republican. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, well, Trent has a kind of a populist streak, and he was with me a few years ago on this, and we've got a bipartisan group of senators now willing to wage this fight. In fact, Trent and I are going to do a press conference in about 15 minutes here in the Capitol on this subject. We just want the Federal Communications Commission to know you're not going to be able to do this and shove this through without significant problems from us. The public interest is what's important. These airways belong not to broadcasters. They belong to the American public. And there needs to be some responsibility in attachment to broadcasting. And, you know, those, as you know, because you're in the business, those radio stations and television stations that serve local interests do a terrific job. But, you know, in one city in North Dakota, one big out-of-state radio company bought all of the 6 commercial stations. Does that sound like it makes any sense? Doesn't to me. They, you know, obviously reduced their news staff and did all the things you'd expect them to do. So, I mean, that's the sort of thing that I think injures broadcasting.
No, if I'm sitting in Mandan and I want to know what's going on in either Mandan or Bismarck, and I turn the radio on at 7 or 8 o'clock at night to see what's going on, chances are there's nobody there to tell me because it's all automated and it's all voice-tracked.
Absolutely. It's just homogenized music or homogenized talk coming through a box, probably broadcast from 1,200, 1,500 miles away. And I just think that's not in the public interest. The biggest radio company got to the point where it owned 1,200 stations.
Well,
now it's trying to sell some.
Yeah, that's my company, Clear Channel.
Yeah, I mean they're selling some of those stations. Look, I want newspapers to do well. I want radio and television to do well. But I'm not very interested in more and more concentration. I think it injures the public interest.
How about those of us who work in it, too? I mean, you see the Forbes article that was out here not too long ago that, that jobs are shrinking, that we're losing gigs.
Absolutely. Shutting down newsrooms, you know, that sort of thing. By the way, I'm writing a new book, and I was writing the other night about do you remember the Dixie Chicks and saga they went through?
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. What the Dixie Chicks, what Natalie Maines said was this, quote, she said, I'm ashamed that the President of the United States is from Texas. Right? That's
right.
What she said.
Yeah.
For that, big radio groups got together, banned their music. They had gatherings where they got listeners to come in, and they had tractors run over their CDs and burn things. You know, unbelievable what happened to them as a result of the power of concentration. These big radio groups deciding that's un-American to criticize the president. Well, that criticism is actually fairly mild in retrospect. But it describes once again why I think this concentration is not good for our country.
9:46, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Proud to have Senator Byron Dorgan on the line from North Dakota. The book is Take This Job and Ship It, How Corporate Greed and Brain Dead Politics Are Selling Out America. You know, Senator, I went through some of this, too, working for, and they no longer own the radio station, but working for then Walt Disney, working for then Disney, mm-hmm. And the thought there was, that, well, only right-wing, and it's still that way, only right-wing talk show hosts can work and liberals can't. And I was there, and they didn't get rid of me, but they exerted, the programming people exerted tremendous pressure on me to shut up about the Iraq war and to be quiet about it and to go along, to get along. And when you're in that situation and you've got a mortgage to make and you've got other people who depend on you, you have a tendency to take the easy way out. And it was very, very painful until the point where I just said, I can't do this anymore, and I walked.
Yeah.
Well,
it's interesting. ABC Radio sold their radio station.
Right, the Citadel.
And they sold them to a company that produces only conservative talk, no progressive talk at all. And that was pretty much what ABC was doing as well. But, you know, this country is about half Democrat, half Republic, and I guess there's independents in the middle, but, you know, it's about half and half in terms of the vote. You would think that talk radio should be reasonably evenly spread out, but it's not. It's about, I think it's 90% or 89% to 11% conservative talk.
Well, you know, they use this excuse about free speech. They hide behind the idea of free speech, but what they're really saying is, here's what they're really saying. What they're really saying to the public is, sit down, shut up, be quiet. We don't want you fooling around in our business. True?
It's true. I mean, you know, look, I talked to a radio station owner, a big one, and I said, I have the Arbitron numbers. You took off a progressive talk show host who was speaking to 40% more people than the national, the number one talk show host, or the conservative talk show host in the country. The progressive was speaking to 40% more people, and you had a choice to take him off or take the number one conservative off. You took the guy that was speaking to 40% more people off. Now, you tell me that was a business decision. Doesn't sound like it to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was a decision about the philosophy of the ownership.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, how can those of us in the ordinary public, how can we get involved with this fight?
Well, you know, send letters to the Federal Communications Commission, call your senator, call your congressperson, and weigh in and say to them, be active on this. Get involved. I mean, there's only about six companies in this country, really, that control most of what we see, hear, and read every day in this country, given the concentration that's going on. And I think that that is not in the interest of strengthening and nurturing a democracy.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And do you think there'll ever be a time where we will ever see Telecom 96, which enabled all of this, do you ever think we'll ever see a time when that'll get rolled back?
I don't know. You know, this concentration is all about corporate greed and the public interest be damned. And, this, you know, at this point, we need to rebuild a ladder here towards standing up for the public interest.
Well, you know what? I applaud you. You're my hero, and I would move to North Dakota tomorrow, but there's one problem. You know what?
What's your problem?
I can't get a job because I'm not conservative. So, and I'm probably, you know, we'll be lucky if I have a job after this, after having you on talking about this. But you know what? I don't care. I think you're great, and you're welcome back here anytime, and I hope you'll stay in touch with us, and we're behind you 100%.
Well, hey, thanks for your program. I listen to it and enjoy it, and you do a great job.
Thank you, Senator. You are truly an American and a patriot, and you're the best.
Let's just keep complimenting each other for a half hour. So.
Yeah, why not?
All right. It's good to talk to you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, there's the kind of Democrats we need. There's the kind of Democrats we need. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour. Let's take a look at traffic with Kevin Martin.
Jay, still might be a little slowing northbound I-25 or coming around that stadium curve. Have a car fire off to the side. Really more of a distraction than anything else right now. Not really seeing any big backups. Just something to be aware of as you hit through that stretch of I-25. Looks good on the rest of the drive north and south of the downtown area through the bridges. Is looking pretty good. That southbound stretch from I-70 down to Spear actually looks pretty good this morning. No worries on I-70 on either side of the city right now. And still dealing with that car and the semi on the ramp from westbound I-70 onto 270. Keep that in mind if you're heading over to that area. Weather forecast, mostly sunny, spring-like today. Highs in the mid-70s. Clear skies tonight, low 42, pushing 80 tomorrow. Right now it's 52 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk. Get Nissan's 100-point courtesy checkup. Receive a complimentary inspection of your Nissan performed by their factory-trained technicians.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders. Thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. And that helps us all breathe a little easier. Each mature tree left standing helps absorb about 48 pounds of carbon dioxide in a year. So we hear this, rather than this. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS Movement for a Climate in Crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
You know, this is particularly a good thing if you're ecologically minded, and also if you're a skier as well. Green Diamond Tires, and even if you're not, Green Diamond Tires are an Icelandic invention from a region of the world where they know a thing or two about safe winter driving. Tires that are environmentally friendly and they're safe. Now, remolding technology comes primarily from Europe, and unlike yesterday's retread, state-of-the-art new tire technology is used to produce a product that has the quality and appearance of any major manufacturer's tire, but will outperform any major manufacturer's tire on slippery surfaces. Every Green Diamond tire sold, listen to this, means one less tire is sent to clog a landfill, and 3 to 7 gallons of oil are saved for a typical passenger vehicle-sized tire. The Green Diamond tire is an excellent example of an environmentally responsible, recycled product that is actually superior to the original product from which it is made. And, you know, in these Green Diamond tires, they have these little carbide bits. This is revolutionary. They're built into the treads. They give you better control in adverse driving conditions. Dry, slick, snow, you name it, they got it. And you know what? It'll give you more confidence. So you really got to check these tires out. They are absolutely the best, and they're green. That's why they call them Green Diamonds. They're green. So learn more about Green Diamond tires at a retailer near you by simply going to greendiamondtire.com.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Filled. I need to rush home now after the show and get moving estimates. After putting Senator Byron Dorgan on. Here comes management now. Okay. Well, I don't care. What the hell? You ever see that Steve McQueen movie? And it wasn't real popular, but it's one of my favorite films. You ever seen the Steve McQueen movie, Junior Bonner? Did you ever see that film? You ever see it, Steve McQueen's Junior Bonner?
I have never seen that movie, no, sir.
Where Joe Don Baker plays his brother, and Joe Don Baker says, well, they're standing out on their mother's porch, which is played, the mother is played by Ida Lupino. And McQueen says, Joe Don Baker says to McQueen, well, there's no sense kidding ourselves now, is there? You just have to go down the road and ride, because Steve McQueen plays a broken-down rodeo rider. That's how I am. The business may have changed around me, but still.
You're a modern-day Steve McQueen.
No, wrong. I'm just a modern-day rambler and bon vivant and worthless, drifting human being, and the call of the wild gets to me, and I can't stay put in one place too long without thinking about leaving. That's what it is. I got to do what I got to do regardless of what happens. Okay. Anyway. Do I have time? Well, I guess I don't have any time to read any emails here. Do I have time? Well, all right, I'll take this call from CJ, but if I had time to read emails, I would, because we got a ton of them this morning. CJ in Broomfield. CJ, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay. It's CJ.
Hi.
I think I have a reason that maybe Mr. Stock said what he said regarding the president's amusement. Maybe he's seen the the video of the president mocking that woman in Texas who was on death row.
Oh, yeah. Or how about this one? How about the one where he's at the White House correspondents' dinner and he's standing there joking and he says, no weapons of mass destruction here. No weapons of mass destruction there. And everybody's laughing.
Right. They've said that writers wrote that for him, and maybe that's true, but I don't think anybody wrote what he did when he mocked that woman on death row.
You know, I don't think that... Now, I could be wrong, and we'd probably have to go back and Google that, but I don't remember anybody writing about that. And Pete Stark should not have apologized. And what is it about us that we do this on a continuing basis, that we just keep backing down and saying we're sorry and apologizing every 5 minutes? Why is it that we do this?
Well, it certainly needs to stop.
I mean, why don't we just stand up and say, look, this is the way it is, and if you don't like it, too bad. And it's like I said before the senator came on. Look, we can work things out with anybody, and we can be as cooperative as anybody wants to be. But here's the deal. You want respect, you have to deal in respect, and these people do not treat us with respect. CJ, thank you. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Great job.
Okay. Back tomorrow morning. Unless...
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain, isn't it? Expensive, time-consuming, you fight rush hour, traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate, you do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
Impala C5686, 39 months, 10,000 miles a year, 22,683. Tahoe J81697, 12,000 miles a year, 41,048, 3,500 down, plus tax, title, fees, and...